G'day, Lockie and Michael. It's Tim Batt here, one half of the worst idea of all time. Very nice to hear from you. Very tragic to hear about what you're doing. Let me say this about Grown Ups 2. It's a movie that can't really be thought of as a movie because most people who either create or enjoy movies enjoy them in the context of a piece of art that a lot of people have put together over a period of time using their skills, their craft, their experience. But Adam Sandler has cracked on to another use for film, which he's not the only one or by any means the first one, but he's in a very small group of people, I personally think, who use it solely as a financial vehicle. I think this is usually the reserve of studio executives who try to put their sticky fingerprints on movies and often ruin them by trying to make them more profitable, make them appeal to bigger audiences, for example. But Adam Sandler is actually often the creator and the writer and the star of these films, and that is definitely the case with Grown Ups 2, a financial tool which he has wrapped inside of a cinema experience. So in some ways, my hat goes off to him. It's innovative thinking. It is the definition of Philistine, I believe, being like anti-art. But maybe that in itself is a statement. So is the fact that Adam Sandler is pulling the finger at all of us and cashing big old checks at the bank, is that in itself not art? I don't know. Those are my thoughts on Grown Ups 2. I wish you two nothing but the best.
Sound wave. That was my favorite catchphrase from the film.
What?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, better on paper, I think.
Is it? Because no. If you just write it on just paper, it just says what. Whereas you get bloody Tim Meadows in there.
Welcome to Footprints in the Sandler.
This is a podcast where we rank and review every Adam Sandler film. Movie. My name is...
Lockie.
Your name is...
Michael. And we Welcome. Are...
Footprints in the Sandler.
This is the podcast where we rank... Oh, no. I'm tearing something
off
the bottom of my chair.
I thought it was like my tinnitus is back.
It's one of those tags that say do not remove.
Oh, okay, shit.
Never
so
mind.
Your warranty's bust.
Never mind.
How are you, listeners?
Yes.
Respond, please. That's
the
fucking
gap.
Rude.
Listener response gap.
Yeah, this film, Grown Ups 2, we just watched.
We sure did. We watched Grown Ups 2. We enjoyed Grown Ups 2.
Enjoy's a funny word.
So many emotions. So many aspects to discuss. Because this movie was like the whole reason that we started this podcast, sort of.
Pretty much.
At least this movie is like in one of our other fave podcasts. The worst idea of all time. Like, they watched Grown Ups 2. They watched it every week for a whole year.
A whole year. And
like, that's ridiculous.
A couple of extras as well.
And like, when I met you, Lockie, we were both sort of like, oh, like we mentioned podcasts. It was like, oh yeah, there's one where they watch the same movie every week for a year. was like, no way, me too. Oh my God.
But you were into the like, Sex and the City season,
yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah. See, I was all so grown ups too.
Yeah, totally. But I never really watched, like, Adam Sandler wasn't a big thing, even like a meme type thing. Sex and the City was a big meme thing for me.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, not so much Adam Sandler. And then since then, we were like, what if we just
watch all of his films?
Yeah.
Because we've not really talked about it, but people always say, when I tell people that I do this podcast, they're always like, oh, you could do Nicolas Cage. And I was like, far too many films. Like, that guy's 150 films something that he's in. Yeah. And he puts out like 6 a year. And they're all shit.
Some of them are really fucking shit.
Man. I think he stars in the movie that I've seen with the worst title ever.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know which one?
No.
Drive Angry.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what is that? But what does that even mean?
Isn't that like a phrase?
Yeah,
or
so
like,
is Die Hard.
Yeah, Die Hard. Yeah, they're both pretty bad, aren't they?
Yeah, but Die Hard's a good movie. I think I've not seen Drive Angry.
Yeah, I think I've seen a bit of it, but I might be thinking of...
Any other Nicolas Cage starring... What?
Ghost Hunter or whatever
no,
it's called.
No, you're thinking Bone of Hunter. The Last of the Witch Hunter. No, it's
no,
not
no,
that
no,
called.
Because there's one where he is on a motorbike.
Oh, Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
Yeah, it's a Marvel film.
Yeah, exactly.
There's two of them.
Yeah.
That came out around the same time as The Incredible Hulk as well.
But I think Drive Angry is about like supernatural stuff. Like he's. I feel like I put Drive Angry on because I was like, what a ridiculous name.
Yeah.
And it's like he is like a demon whose like job is to go about Earth like collecting demons and bringing them back to hell. But is that Ghost Rider?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I haven't seen Ghost Rider.
I mean, that would make
even
more
like
sense.
Even as a big comic book fan, I still don't. I don't know much about Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like because of Nicolas Cage. I'm like, nah. Yeah, but then, you know.
Yeah.
The big rumor. You know, it's the rumor mill that's been around the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Is that Adam Sandler has been cast as the next Captain America? Can you believe that? Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. It's not true. You imagine. I mean, he was originally going to be voicing Rocket Raccoon, which went to Bradley Cooper in the end.
He'll get something, won't he? There'll be a Marvel
absolutely.
Or a
I mean,
Star
like,
Wars thing.
Yeah, Star Wars, fuck. Who's he going to play?
The voice of a little alien thing that's just like... Bleh, bleh,
bleh, bleh. Yeah, just angry. Sleep! That's his force power. So...
But yeah,
five words or less, what do you think of Grown Ups 2?
I don't think it's good.
Oh, man, that's five. I mean, the film is an absolute piece of shit. Like, travesty, insanity. But I fucking love it, man.
Yeah.
I love it for all the wrong reasons.
Pretty much, yeah, because it is like... One of the reasons behind like starting this podcast and also
absolutely.
Something that we were like had in common or whatever when we first met, and like it's also like we watch it fondly because of the other podcasts. Like it's nice to just
I had a really weird experience the first time I watched Adam Sandler Grown Ups 2. So I had listened to these two guys, Tim Batt and Guy Montgomery.
Yeah,
like I listened to them every week for a year, like, talk about. Like, I'd listen to every episode, which some of them are an hour long. So, I knew...
And they, like, kind of... They don't... There's not a lot to talk about.
But they talk about, like, details.
Yeah,
and,
they just...
Like,
they basically... You learn the entire plot, like, scene by scene.
Especially their thing they do, the shining light. Like, what stood out for them.
Yeah,
So, they would talk about the most minute details in the film that they actually enjoyed.
Yeah.
And so, I learned... this film back to front without ever watching it. And then I finally watched it and it was like so different to what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
You know, like some bits I was like, oh yeah, I remember them talking about that. But then other bits totally went differently in my head. And then when I finally watched it, I was like, what?
I think that's
I was
like
what?
Yeah. I think that's like one of the things that they mention sometimes is just like how banal it is. It's not like, cause I remember because after listening to that podcast and then like chatting about it and stuff, you build it up in your head as this like totem piece of shit movie.
Absolutely.
It's like The Room or like what's the other one?
Miami Connection.
Yeah, Miami Connection. Like these,
another
like,
one is the Plan 9 from Outer Space, but Ed Wood.
Yeah, exactly. Like movies that are sort of like famously bad. Yeah. That you just like you
you can't explain it to people.
Yeah, and they just have this special like magic where they tried to be serious and it just turns into like this comical thing. But Grown Ups 2 like isn't even that. They're aware enough of the like comedy aspect in order to make it not funny.
But it isn't funny.
It's like perfectly serviceably made.
Everything in it is so well done. Like CG of that deer is like fucking good.
Yeah, there's the deer CGI. There's like some tire rolling down a hill. Like
no, that bit wasn't as good.
It's not as good, but it still is like you can tell there's been a lot of work. It isn't like they thought it was good, but actually when you watch it, and you, like when you stand back, you realize it's shit. It's just like
banal. It is a real production.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, where they had a budget and shit, and like, you know, it's a proper movie. It's just shit.
Yeah.
Like, it just is.
Totally.
The contents of it, it just does not make any sense.
Yeah.
So basically the film takes place over one day.
Yes.
It's the last day of term for their kids.
Yeah.
Because Adam Sandler is now in the stage of his career / life where he can't be the fucking, you know, like 20 something who hasn't got a job anymore. He has to be a dad and a businessman who is...
I mean...
What do you think his net worth is? $100 billion?
Yeah.
Something around there.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So much context. Yeah, I mean, but like,
you know, like people say, like, we always say, which ones would you recommend to watch? And there's maybe 5-6 movies. I kind of want to put this one in that
thing
to just be like, yeah, man, this is how bad films can be without being in like Pixels territory.
Yeah, because this movie, I've watched it like four or five times or whatever.
Probably the same, yeah.
But like, I haven't seen it for like maybe over a year.
And the last time I watched this is ridiculous.
Yeah, go on.
Last time I watched this, my friend Ben Fish was over from, Ben Fish from the Freddy Got Fingered episode, / Ben Fish, Fen Bish, sorry. He was over in the UK staying at mine, and a couple of days before my birthday, me and him went to Amsterdam. We trip. We came back and he's like, all right, what do you want to do for your birthday? So he was like, so we went out and had some food. It was great. Went back. Then my mate's like, we can watch anything you want, man. Anything. It's your choice. I was like, let's watch Grown Ups 2.
Yeah.
And it ruined my birthday.
Yeah.
Because I was like 20 minutes in. I was like, why did I do this?
Yeah.
This is my birthday. It's the one day of the year that's mine. You know,
yeah,
and I chose to watch this piece of shit movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, every year since then, I've watched it on my birthday.
Yeah.
I've just ruined my life. No, I haven't. I haven't seen it since then.
Yeah, I haven't watched it for a while, and then we watched all the other Adam Sandler movies. Yep.
Did your viewing experience change?
And that's why,
because of that.
Yeah, it did, because instead of like the last. There was like a summer where I kind of watched it like, you know, 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, and it was when we first met.
Yeah, it was just sort of like a joke of like, let's watch
it
again.
What time of year was it again?
Well, I think it was summertime. I think, we watched it a bunch like as a joke. And then the last one of those times,
yeah,
you know, and it's maybe we tried to get somebody else to watch it with us, like
we definitely got Ellie to watch it with us, and she just sometimes shaking her head, we were pissing ourselves laughing.
It's like when you have like one of those like school science projects where there's like a clear leader. A what?
A clear leader?
No, a clear liquid that you add a drop of like a different clear liquid and then it turns into like
piss.
Blue or something.
Yeah,
like
okay, sorry, yeah.
It was like, it's like that sometimes. You get this like, you're like, oh, let's watch Grown Ups 2, this is stupid. And you put it on in somebody else's company and they're just like,
Yeah, like you told me you had some friends that you watched The Room with and they just like didn't get it, right?
Yeah, I have watched The Room with people like, and I feel like there's, sometimes you meet people who you can tell, you're just like, you wouldn't really,
yeah, you wouldn't
like it.
I don't know, I have a couple of friends like Dave McKenna from the Bulletproof episode. I showed him The Room, he showed me Miami Connection. It was a good trade.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, I can't, like, I have a couple of friends I think would enjoy it, but then actually sitting them down and saying, let's watch the worst movie ever made.
Yeah, yeah.
Is like hard enough because they'd be like, nah, nah, nah. But then once you watch it, you realize, no, it's actually like entertaining. Yeah. People ask me, like, what, you know, what films do you like? What's your couple of favorite films? Yeah. Like, The Room is probably in there.
Yeah.
Just because of the entertainment value I get out of it.
Yeah,
you know
totally.
What? Grown Ups 2 is not far off.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's definitely not as interesting from a like technical sort of like filmmaking failure perspective.
Absolutely not. Like, we were going to get... Like,
it's just so normal. It's really... I think it's similarly interesting, but from, like, a slightly more esoteric perspective of, like, the narrative storytelling is so upside down. Like, it doesn't... Because there's, like... The movie just kind of, like, has scenes, one after another. Yeah. None of them containing, like, connective tissue. Nothing progressing
just
towards, like... There's zero tension because, and there's zero comic tension. There's nothing happening. But then maybe an hour into the movie, there's like one scene that you're like, oh, this could turn into, like if this was a normal movie, this would be the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it would then turn into a story about something.
Are you talking about the
There's a couple of different
scene?
Times where there's like the football scene.
See, when Keefe, the son, right, breaks his leg playing football, that's the halfway point, bang on halfway. So like,
and that's the first time that you feel like, oh, it's going to become a movie about like a
dude. It's the same when we
football kid.
It's the same when we watched Miami Connection.
Yeah,
and it's like maybe 45 minutes into the film, they're like, yeah, we should go and do a tour of all the places that we're born, we're come from, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, oh, is this going to be the movie? I was like, no, no, just the throwaway line.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Similar to The Room, where you just. You start to realize, like, after there's like three sex scenes in the first like hour or whatever, and it just keeps cutting back to the same room, obviously, and you just realize, like, oh, it's going nowhere. Okay,
but then, like, in this, there's so many different locales all within the one town, I mean, where do they start? So it's all the different houses.
We can
go through the plot.
Definitely be able to, like,
because I haven't written any notes like plot wise, but I reckon we could go through it. Okay, so it starts in Lenny's house.
Yep,
Adam Sandler's house.
It opens on his face, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. Him waking up in the most like fake looking way. When I wake up,
sure,
I've never seen myself wake up, right?
Yes,
but I can imagine. Suppose, it is grim looking.
Yeah,
like
you're like dead.
Yeah,
and then
fucking
you come back
dry
to life.
Mouth. Oh my god.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like not a morning person. It would be awful to watch that. I feel sorry for anyone that's woken up next to me just being like, fucking Jesus Christ, look at this guy. But yeah, Selma Hayek's, oh, she's all nice, tucked away.
Right.
Covered in makeup, you know, of course.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Really, really well done up.
Yeah. He opens his eyes, he looks across at her.
Smiles.
He smiles. He looks across the other side of the room.
Yeah.
What does he see?
A CGI deer eating crisps out of a bowl that he had on his bedside table.
Next to a can of Pepsi.
Yeah.
Because you generally tend to try and stretch like the food that you're eating from the kitchen or the dining room.
Of course.
Into the bedroom.
And everyone knows that the best time to eat if you're trying to like keep healthy is right before you fall asleep.
Yeah. If you could eat while you sleep.
Yeah.
That would
be
even better.
Yeah. Not true.
No, not true.
No.
Don't do it.
It's supposed to be how many hours before? I mean, we're risking it, man, eating this late.
Yeah.
I'm drinking a cup of coffee right now. What time is it? Nearly 11 o'clock,
PM.
Right? Yeah. No, okay. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
But.
He wakes up. He sees the deer.
Uh-huh.
He says.
It's your mother-in-law's here.
He says to Salma Hayek, your mother-in-law's here.
From Mexico.
Open the window.
She's like,
no, no, he just goes, go to the window and open it
very,
very
slowly.
And she's asleep. She's like,
fuck off.
Yeah. Your mother is here from Mexico.
Yeah. Is she even Mexican?
I don't know.
South American, right, of some description.
Who gives a fuck? No, yeah. I don't. Yeah, I guess maybe. Mexican, Salma Hayek, I don't know.
But you get all the fucking Trump supporters in there like, yeah, fuck off, where are you going from, mate? You know?
You could
watching
do,
yeah. Because there are a couple of, like, wee scenes in it that are, like, very aimed at Americans. Yeah. The scene at the end when he's like, I hope your son comes back. Let's get to it. Of course. Then, where do we go next? So basically it opens to all the different actors in it.
No, the four boys. The deer. What happens with the deer?
Fuck. The deer wakes up, pisses all over him in his mouth.
Yeah.
Salma Hayek even says, close your mouth.
Yeah. The deer runs downstairs. They run after it. The kids are there.
You forgot the bit where Salma Hayek points at her son's dick in the shower.
Oh, yeah. It runs down the hall. It crashes through the bathroom door. And her son is taking a shower. And Salma Hayek screams and points at her son's dick.
Because that's because it kind of alludes to him masturbating, right?
I guess, yeah.
Because he said, cause then later on, they're like when they're out the front, after we get the lovely line from Salma Hayek, what is it?
Which, when she leaves.
Yeah, in the SUV.
Oh, goodbye, my beautiful darling, I love you.
It's great. he says, he's like, what were you doing in the shower? And he was like, I was just conditioning my hair. And Adam says, that's not what the deer told me. And he says, that deer is a liar.
Yeah, true. I guess so. She was pointing at
And then he says, too much. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. Can't be any worse than Adam's dick.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe they just have sex with the lights off. Poor Jackie, am I right?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm sure they have a really great relationship. They've been together for a while, man, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, what happens next?
Then it's just scene to scene introducing all the guys.
Yeah, the deer.
Chris
the deer
Rock.
Runs away.
The deer runs away. The mailman high fives Adam Sandler because his wife has like...
Because he sees big a bra. Breast.
Yeah, he sees a bra. Is that your bra? And then he high fives him. And then the son's like, dude, gross. Yeah. I know too much about this film. I've seen it too many times, man.
Totally.
Yeah.
Then what happens? Yeah.
So then it just goes scene to scene introducing the four main boys.
Yeah.
So David Spade rocks up to the...
train station.
Train station. He's on the phone to a previous girlfriend. Someone he had a one-night
like
stand with.
One of the best examples of the way that the like actual storytelling of the movie is a total failure. Because like...
yeah.
It's like establishing shot of like this train station. David Spade is there, but instead of it being like, you know, he's on the phone, and then it's like we cut to the phone and then cut to the person who's on the other line or something like that, in order to make the conversation feel important so that you pay attention to what they're saying. It's like mid establishing shot. There's a train going past and he's on the phone and he's like, oh, well, I don't know. Did I have a son? Okay, it was a son, I guess. Yeah, all right.
Are you sure
well,
it's mine? Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like on the phone with the person who he's got. He's only just learned that he's got a son. And then the son is there at the train station and he's like, oh, hey. You're just like, that's not. Like, so what's going on? He's got a estranged son that he's just met.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't know anything else about it.
I'm guessing that kid has grown up resenting his father, but then, like, within one day, they're pally again.
Yeah.
Even tattoos something on his arm.
Yeah, but what a day.
Oh, what a day
they
all had.
What a day
they
had.
Yeah. But tomorrow, even bigger day, man. We'll get there, though. After that, the kids go to school.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, all the characters are fucking dads, man.
Yeah, they're all parents, and it's just, like...
Oh, Chris Rock's married to Maya Rudolph. They have their 25th. Wedding anniversary?
20th?
20th?
I think so.
Something like that.
She forgets about it. He gives her a present.
Which is just like a nothing fucking thing because it comes up once more and then he's like... It's like for a runaway gag where he's like, oh, this is such a get out of jail free card. I'm going to have a whole jar of soda tonight.
Yeah.
What? That's what you're going to do with that?
Yeah. Simple taste.
Even then, like, it's unhealthy, and if his wife says, don't have a whole jar of Pepsi tonight, she's doing the right thing. But, like, shouldn't he just be like, look, it's my cheat day.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Or, I'm going to have this because I want it.
Yeah, instead of it building up, like, as a constant resentment in the background, so that when
That's
she does something wrong, he's like, ha, you've done something wrong now, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
That's not a marriage.
It's not, nah. They are like a good couple though. They're probably the best couple. No, mate, I don't know.
Who knows?
There's nothing in this.
Yeah. And then the school bus pulls up and it's being driven by Nick Swardson.
Yep. And he had some pills that he got at a Cypress Hill concert.
Yeah, from a very reputable doctor.
Yeah. His wife has divorced him because she caught him eating a banana with his bum.
Mm, yeah. But she didn't like that, but he probably shouldn't have been doing it at her mum's house anyway.
We've watched it too many times, man. This is like word for word.
I know. And then they go in so then Adam Sandler is like, I'll drive the bus.
Yep.
Because you're unfit.
Yep.
And then they drive the kids to school.
One of the kids is getting bullied on the bus by a big,
really big kid.
He has like the worst lines in the... maybe he has the worst lines.
Possible.
What does he say? Where did you get your shoes? What does he say?
Yeah. I can't remember.
Losers are us.
Yeah.
Something like that.
She's like, no, I made them.
And he's like, what? In a toilet?
Yeah.
Awful.
Rubbish. It doesn't even make any sense.
Leave her alone. And then he's like, you fucking what, cunt?
Yeah.
And he grabs him. He pulls out a knife and he just like, just lightly just moves it down from his eye to his... And he's like, oh my goodness, this guy's a fucking psycho. He's going to kill me.
Yeah.
And Adam's like, can you take a seat? And then he sits down and he's like, your dad's not here later or what? I know what
you're
he says.
You're really butchering this.
Nah, that's what happens, man. And then they're at school. Kevin James's brother rocks up.
He plays the principal of the school. And it's the last day of term, so all the kids are playing pranks on him. They fill his car with blue paint.
They put his... He's like, my laptop's not waterproof.
Yeah.
And then another line later. Oh, no, I'm going to tell now because I'll forget otherwise. But it's like, as soon as... when he's reading out like the end of year announcements, and because it's the last day of school, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
There's like kids in the ceiling pour like a whole tin of blue paint over him. And he says, you do this to me every day.
Yeah, he either says that or he says every year.
No, he says day.
Yeah.
Every day.
He's like, I don't like Kevin James's brother, but he's playing that quite well because he just has this weird strained smile on his face. Like, because doesn't he say something about like, oh, those are my kids. They're really smart enough to take, you know. Like,
no, so there's like someone graffiti something and he's like, oh, it's spelt right. Those can't be my school kids.
Yeah. So he's like always trying to stay chipper like throughout the whole movie.
He also wears like a small shirt so you can see the bottom of his belly poking out. Yeah, and when he's doing the announcements, he's sitting all the way back and you can see his belly and his belly button. And he's like scratching his belly and he goes, oof, oh, Fruit Loop. And he pulls a Fruit Loop out of his belly button and eats it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And then what happens next?
They go to Kmart.
That's what happens next.
Also, because they're driving around, they're picking up all the kids, and then the adults are getting on too.
Yeah.
They rock up.
This movie is actually... Yeah, so all the gang is together and they go to Kmart.
And they kill Nick Schwartzen.
Basically, yeah. He passes out from his pills or whatever, so they hang him up by his feet upside down. So
all the blood's rushed to
his
head.
For maybe like a half hour or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they pull the rope... You know, pull him loose. And he lands, like, right on his head.
Yeah, that's full of blood at this point.
Yeah. And he's, like, quite a sort of bulky kind of guy. Like,
he's not shape. You said, like, his arms are really thin.
Yeah, but his head is big and his, like...
His body's, like, fatty. Full, yeah.
I don't know, yeah. But he definitely breaks his neck in that scene.
Let's say he got a mild concussion, right?
Okay, yeah. And then they
as soon as they start accelerating,
his
body like he's falling down right at the front of like say a 40-seater school bus, right?
Yeah.
So now he slides down the entire, you know, aisle as they're gaining speed, and his head full force hits the back of the bus.
And
that's
just
him
sounds
dead.
Like...
That's him fucking dead, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he dies.
Like, he's already got a bruise on his head from landing on it.
Yeah.
Then he hits that bruise again. Yeah, he's fucking dead, man. Yeah. One of the many fatalities in this film, all based around Nick Schwartzen.
Yeah.
A couple of other characters die, but it's mostly him.
Yeah. And then they go to Kmart. And I think that this movie, there's an argument to be made that this movie is set on a space station. You know, like a kind of like... we're just going to orbit
like a city in space, yeah, like a dome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's just like they're not traveling anywhere specifically. It's just like this is where we're going to live now.
It's almost like that Rick and Morty one.
It's circling a black hole.
Yeah.
And when they go to Kmart, that's the first of it's like entering like a slightly closer to the black hole, and it's just like time just like stretches, and you're just like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
It's like, what are they doing at Kmart? What are they doing there? They go. They don't go there for any reason.
No, they actually don't. I was thinking about that just then. Yeah.
And there's like a couple. There's like a bit when they're driving, and Chris Rock is like,
they're getting party supplies.
Yeah.
But at this point, I guess.
There's another.
When it's just Chris Rock and Adam on the bus before they pick up, fucking Kevin.
Yeah.
James.
Yeah.
He's like, oh man, I wish I could have a party for my wedding anniversary or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, parties like you used to have. And he's like, oh, those days are long gone, man.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, how about tonight? I don't know the exact wording. But basically,
yeah.
I'm going to throw a party at your house.
Well, Chris Rock says, I want to do that. And Adam Sandler says, no.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to a different scene and like other stuff happens or whatever. So you don't really hear the conversation of like if it was a, if it's like,
because doesn't he say you guys can come around, but we're having a party.
Yeah.
So that's what they're getting at Kmart then.
Yeah. It's like just supplies for them to have like the two families to have dinner together.
That's us having watched it a couple of times. We can kind of piece together.
Oh, it's so opaque.
You know what it is? We're actually making up a plot to justify
exactly
why this film exists.
Because it doesn't say it in the movie. And it's like one of those things like people like, you know, I don't know, like with Star Wars, sometimes people are like, oh, well, this was happening off screen.
Yeah.
And you're just like, if it's not in the movie, then it doesn't happen.
It's like that tweet from Elijah Wood.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, when they're like,
did
like,
you know that all the Sith troopers were indoctrinated by the, you know, and Elijah Wood just tweeted back like, how the fuck would we know that?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's like that. Like they have this, they start a conversation, oh, it's my wedding anniversary, we should have a party. But it doesn't finish. Something else happens, and then it cuts to them going to Kmart. And which are, I guess they're going there to collect party supplies.
Yeah.
And then that's the last
you
hear of the party.
No, well, you hear
until they actually have the party, right?
No, no. When they're leaving Kmart.
Yeah.
Shaq and Dante. This is Shaquille O'Neal, the basketball player.
Of course, yeah.
And Peter Dante, Adam's friend, who's in just about all the films.
Yeah, quite a few.
He pulls up and he's like, heard you're having a party tonight.
Yeah.
Lenny Fader.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
Mm.
And he's like, what? And then Chris Rock's just like, aha!
Yeah, yeah.
I've been with you the whole time, but I've sent out a mass text to everyone I know in this town. Get an 80s fucking costume.
Yeah.
I mean, like, can you imagine? The scene we didn't see is the character who runs the costume shop.
Mm.
Just being like overrun all day with 1,000 people coming in wanting 80s costumes. And he just like, he just has a heart attack because he can't deal with it.
Yeah. And they ransack the place.
Yeah. It's just like a riot.
Mm. Yeah. And like, there's a bit in the bus when Chris Rock is chatting to Adam and he says something like, it's like in scenes in movies where the main character is coming, like it cuts to, say, what can I think of? Like, say if it cuts to, like, receptionist on at a desk.
Uh-huh.
And the main character is coming towards,
bit in Monty Python where, Holy Grail, where there's two knights standing outside a castle.
Yeah.
And you just see, like, I think Eric Idle, like, running across the field, and it just keeps on cutting back and forth.
Yeah, John Cleese. Yeah, yeah.
John Cleese, that's it.
Sir Lancelot?
And then he just kills everyone.
Yeah. And then it cuts to their faces, and they're just like,
and then it's like scratching their nose, like, watching him coming. And it cuts back, and he's further away again. Yeah.
That was really funny. Yeah. He's just there.
And he just stabs him.
That's fucking classic.
We should watch them instead, man.
What I was going to say is, like, say in a movie, the main character is like, oh my God, I have to get to the hotel right now. And then it cuts to the hotel reception.
Uh-huh.
And the receptionist is on the phone. And you just catch the end of her conversation. okay, great, well, I'll see you then, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And she hangs up, and then the main character
for sure
comes in and is like, right, well, I'm really important right now.
Yeah.
It's
I'm
like,
an important man, and I need you to do things for me.
Exactly. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
This movie, Grown Ups 2,
uh-huh.
a lot of the dialogue that is happening, like, at the in the foreground, like, in that is, like, the main dialogue of the movie, sounds like the dialogue that, like, is clipped from the end of, you know, the establishing conversation or whatever.
Yeah.
Because then there's this bit when they're in the bus, and I think it just cuts from outside something, I don't know, as a school or whatever, cuts to inside the bus, and Chris Rock is going, yeah, so, you know, I've got, like, a couple of jobs to do later, but I don't really have much going on. And then, like, something else happens.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's, like, crucial information to establish, like, what they're doing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What are we watching?
Let's just get in the bus and drive around.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, I don't have much going on, so we can hang out. And, like, that's what happens. I don't know.
You know, you hear of, like, a TV show, like, Ballad of Buster Scruggs, right?
Yeah.
Of a Netflix, a Coen Brothers production. That was originally going to be, like, a TV show.
Mm.
And then they condensed it down into, like, a 2.5-hour movie or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think there was another one on Netflix recently as well.
Mm.
This is kind of like... it isn't either as well, but it's kind of like a TV show about nothing. That's just like characters. I don't even know. This film makes no fucking sense.
It makes no sense, yes. And even like when they talk to each other on screen, like it doesn't give anything away. It doesn't give you any information. It makes it more confusing.
Do you think this film would have been made better had Chris Farley been in it instead of Kevin James?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I mean, 100% yes.
It would have
right.
been better, yeah.
The physical comedy would have been better.
Definitely. Pardon me.
Because what physical comedy does he do?
Just burp snorted.
Burp snorts, that's it. Which is not funny.
No, it's not. It's not funny at all.
And Kevin, it's a running
joke. Kevin James has this thing where he's like, which I guess is in the first Grown Ups as well.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think it is, actually. But he has this thing where he goes, like, burps, and then he's like, achoo! And then he's like,
he's like, you...
And they're burp, all they all high-five him. Yeah, they all high-five him. They're like, huh, classic burp snart.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know how you do it. And what does he say?
You burp.
Yeah.
You feel burp coming on. Then you sniff for the sneeze, and then just fart comes naturally.
Yeah, that triggers a fart every time.
What?
But it's not even... It's not
so
even,
if you sniff... He calls it... Can you do a snart, just the sneeze fart?
Yeah, he calls it a burp snart, which implies that it... is like a burp, a fart, and a sneeze all happening at the same time, but they happen one after another.
Yeah.
They happen like in, what do you call it? Like they're in conjunction or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, that's not impressive in any way. It's not even like a funny, it's not even like, oh, he's like a big guy and his thing is that he can burp, sneeze, and fart all at the same time. It's like, he's just a big guy and he sometimes burps and then sneezes and then farts. That's not a joke.
It's fucking physical comedy as well, man.
A fucking dickhead.
I hate Kevin James.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that bit when he's... That fucking bit when he's like... when he's tanning those fucking... like 12-hour energy drinks or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I drink them for the taste. Just like,
just
why?
Three back and forth. So that's like drinking three Red Bulls.
Yeah.
In the space of 10 seconds.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, why does he do that? There's no reason he does
that
in the thing.
Yeah.
So is he just like running on thin ice? And he's just like... At some point, I'm going to have a heart attack, but, like, I don't care.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. What's going to happen then when his kids are, like, without a dad?
Yeah.
What, are they going to fall back on their fucking cheerleading career?
Well, the other kid's a genius.
Yeah, Bean.
Yeah.
Well, at least we're not going to have to pay for college. That's for sure. Can you do his laugh? Do it.
When we first arrive at Kevin James's house... It's like his wife is talking to one of their son,
Bean.
And yeah, Bean, and she's doing
fun fact
maths problems.
The actor is a set of twins.
Oh, crazy!
Like Big Daddy.
Nice.
I wonder if those Bean kids are gonna have as big a career as the brothers in Big Daddy. I don't think so.
No,
that kid couldn't act as fucking for shit.
Yeah,
confidence. Q U N T.
Yeah, they're going. They're like. The woman is like, okay, 7 + 3. And he's like, 24. She's like, great.
That's right, Bean. Well
good.
Done.
And Kevin James is watching and he's just like a bit horrified or whatever. You guys are doing math problems? All right, what's 7 plus 9? 79.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to have to pay for college, that's for sure.
He says, is he a fucking scientist or what?
Yeah.
I hate the laugh, man.
Oh, it's dreadful.
And it's just like, oh, my heart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
Ah, shooting pains in my left arm.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fine.
Anyway, oh,
just need
I guess
to do a burp snarp.
Yeah, yeah. And his daughter's got these shoes on that she, I mean, we already talked about that.
Yeah, she's wearing these
funky
boots.
She made them in
boots.
The toilet.
Yeah.
They've got something on the back as well that was like, I can't remember what it was.
Covered in like blinking lights and like
weird. Yeah, but
there
was like
whatever.
Two bits at the back that she, it's almost like she'd cut like a stress ball in half or something and stuck it to the back.
Yeah.
Classic. I need to go back and watch it again, man. Should we go, yeah. Should we go do it now?
All right.
That classic joke. That was great.
Yeah. 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 Then he's like, yeah.
What happens after Kmart? Oh, they go to the dance recital.
What happens at Kmart? They go to Kmart.
Oh, Jonathan Loren is in there. He has a good scene.
Yeah.
His eyes all fucked up again. But this one he's wearing like a horrible contact lens that is it's the wrong color.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And it's just looking in the way all the time. Yeah. But then his other eye is like kind of off as well.
Yeah.
And he's like, you want to defend against a family member? You got to use this. And he just sprays pepper spray directly into his eye.
In his face.
And he's just like, ah! And then it cuts. Next scene, they're all sitting around. Like, Adam's on the fucking cross trainer or the elliptical machine.
Yeah. And they're talking about
the bully.
The bully. Like
Kavanaugh. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, like he's saying his son is getting bullied. And it's like, there is a couple of times in this movie where there's like a tiny flirtation with the concept
like
of like
anti-bullying message.
Yeah, that, but also like the concept of like the kids becoming their parents, because it's like set in their hometown and it's sort of like they a couple of times mention briefly like, oh, I was bullied at school, so like therefore my kid will get bullied at school. And then Adam
he's
is
fugly.
Like, yeah, and Adam is like later on like wants to fight his high school bully in order to redeem like his son, so that he sees like, you know, you don't have to become a weakling or whatever. It's like such fucking lazy writing.
It's just like, we probably should put something in that's like
just
make people feel something.
Exactly. Like if they didn't have any of that and it was just them hanging out, you could sell it as just, it's just a hangout movie. Nothing happens.
Yeah, kind of like Dazed and Confused or...
Yeah, except a million times worse.
Yeah. I don't know. Because
Dazed and Confused is good. It's like it's like the perfect example of one of those movies.
It's like a snapshot to the 70s.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they just seed everything. Every scene is like a tight conversation. It's like a short scene where they're talking about something. And then whenever it cuts back, it's like that thing is continuing. It's all these like threads.
Yeah.
Even though they're not necessarily like big deal, like massive dramatic things.
Another one.
But in this movie, there's no threads because they're all together
nothing.
The whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they don't go on any adventures or whatever.
Occasionally, you'll get a scene of the sons, like the eldest sons have just graduated high school. They're going to go on to be in college.
Yeah.
The mums are at yoga. I guess there is, but it's just like scenes that do nothing. It's like nothing scenes, just like for fucking comic relief, but then they're not funny.
Yeah,
like this I think the stuff that we find funny in this is just because we've seen it so many times that we're like, oh,
yeah,
are
exactly.
you ready?
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Like when the fucking when the yoga instructor vomits.
Yeah.
Or just, there's something else as well. I can't remember.
Well, let's go through the plot. Maybe we'll remember.
Oh, they have a party at the end.
Yeah.
Dude, another kind of day movie. Well, there's two.
But just so you know, listeners, I am 100% capable of just detailing exactly what happens in this movie, scene by scene. But I don't want to.
Nah.
Such a long-winded conversation.
And nothing happens.
Yeah, and we're just saying what happens in the movie.
So they go to Kmart.
Just watch it.
Nothing happens. They leave Kmart.
Yeah.
Shaq and Dante there, and they're like, where he's going. Dante has a good line. The Peter Dante that stole your parents' snowmobile and sold it for crack cocaine is dead. I prefer yeah. this side of the law to serve and protect. yeah. And then they're like, where are you guys going? Where are you guys off to? And they're like, oh, the dance recital. And he's like, we'll take you.
Yeah.
Because the dance recital teacher is attractive.
Yeah.
Where's she from? No idea.
Who knows? Yeah. She's just like, hello, children.
No, that's how I am. Hello, my beautiful children. Have the best last day of school ever. I love you all. It's kind of Tommy Wiseau. It's kind of like my Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, true. It's like if there was ever a scene in the room where he's driving an SUV and has to shout from the window.
He drives a Mercedes at one bit.
Does he? Can he drive?
Tommy Wiseau?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Can Johnny, the character... Yeah, he does. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He pulls into the house.
I thought I remembered a bit from The Disaster Artist, the book, when he's like talking about how he can't drive.
No, he does.
That's fair enough.
I've read that book many a time.
Yeah.
Too many? Not as many as It. No, it's great. And I've been reading The Stand. The Stand's really good.
Oh, nice.
Nearly finished. That's another 50-hour book.
Yeah.
Especially because I listened to it at 0.7 speed, just so I can take it all slower. In. Yeah. Wow. No, like 1.4 or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, talk about Grown Ups 2 a bit more. What happens after the dance scene? Fuck. A solo? That dance scene, right, is just like... It's shit. I'm sure, like, parents going to dance recitals for kids that are, like, under 5... They're just like, oh, look, it's really cute and that, but they're all fucking terrible dancers, right?
Yeah, totally.
But that's not what it's about.
No.
What I don't get is why their instructor is front and center the entire time.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Everyone's looking at her. She's covering kids. There's kids behind her. There's like 4 kids that you just can't see because the fucking instructors.
Yeah.
I mean, just stand to the side.
Yeah, I know.
The kids
even,
are practiced
even,
enough. They know what they're doing.
Because it's like, even like from the perspective of like, within the characters in the movie, you're like, why is she choosing to be at the front of the stage? She should get to the side. But from a different perspective of like how to make a joke out of it, that all the men in the audience are staring at her.
Yeah.
That is even like, well, if she's right at the front, like, well, that's not funny. Put her like at the side or whatever, and then they're all like craning their necks or something, you know, like make it slightly different. I don't know.
Let me get John Lovitz
so
is up
empty.
Like,
he's up top, yeah.
He's up top watching.
But we've already seen him.
We've already seen him in a previous scene, the yoga scene.
Yeah.
Where we're introduced to a character that is just nothing again. It's like they put him in as, oh my God, Adam feels threatened because there's this attractive guy that knows his wife that she calls, what does she call him? Stud Muffin. And then Becky Fader, the youngest of Adam's children, who standout performance from Becky. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
She is like genuinely a good child actor. Especially when she's like, Daddy, no! And I mean, if you heard that without context, you'd be like, oh my goodness, what happens in this film? But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Like, that character's in there and Adam's kind of feels threatened because he sees him once in the shop.
Yeah.
And then he's gone before Salma Hayek even gets there.
Yeah.
And then there's another character, like, interaction in between that as well with Buscemi's wife, who works with her.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is another nothing character that gives absolutely no stakes, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's even in Just Go With It.
Yeah.
There's characters that pop in and out that you're like, oh my God, they're going to break the ruse, the fucking...
Yeah, yeah, totally.
The relationship, the fake relationship.
Yeah.
It just, it's...
Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
Like, yeah, in like Just Go With It, because it has the basis of like, oh, they're pretending to be married. Then sometimes people can pop up, and you don't really need to know like who they are. You're not asking like, who's this guy? Why is he here? It's like clear that the movie is just throwing them in to like enhance the tension a little bit, because it's like, oh, they might give it away. You never know what might happen.
Absolutely.
But in this movie, where there's zero tension, characters pop up, and you just are forced to stare at them as they say things and then leave.
So John Lovitz,
yeah.
The three main women leads.
Mm.
So that's Salma Hayek, Maya Rudolph, and Kevin James' wife. I don't know her name. She is a bit of a nothing character in this.
Yeah.
I think she has more to do in the first one, right?
Yeah. Because I've seen her in other stuff.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Anyway, they're all at, like, I'm guessing it's yoga because they have yoga mats, but it might just be like an aerobics class or whatever. They're all there chatting away and shit.
Yeah.
John Lovitz runs in with his fucking mop bucket.
Yeah.
And he's like...
Because he's a cleaner.
He's a cleaner. He's really gross looking.
Yeah.
Like, he's all greasy and he's wearing horrible clothes. Yes. And yeah. He's not as fresh-faced as he was in, like, The Wedding Singer. Even then, he wasn't fresh-faced then. He kind of...
Yeah.
Wonder how old he is. But he comes in and he's like... Now, your instructor's running a little late, so he told me to get you started and warmed up. And then he just gets them to do, like, horrific poses where they're, like, bouncing their boobs and pushing them together.
Yeah.
And then he gets them to bend over but facing the back and, like, slap their ass. And he's just like, yes, I'm having a wonderful time.
No, this he doesn't say that.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't say that line. That's later. He says, oh, this is wonderful. And then he's getting to bounce and he's like, yeah, a bit faster, a bit faster. Ah, not too fast.
Yeah. It's
fucking...
Yeah. This is a sudden gross scene where they're like, you just follow the women to the yoga class, and then this janitor comes in and pretends to be an instructor so that he can, like, ogle them. And then the actual instructor comes in and he's like,
ah, good morning, ladies. I see you started without me. And he's like, yeah, like you told me.
Yeah.
Say it's true, even if it isn't.
Yeah. And all the women are like, ah. And he's like, shut up.
What does he say? You're all prostitutes.
You're all prostitutes.
What?
No, you're a pervert. Yeah. It's not the same thing.
But see,
it's
when
not the same thing at all.
Yeah, I know. When he comes back in and he's watching the dance.
Yeah, he's routine, standing up in like the rafters kind of bit.
He's watching, like, the teacher's there, and that's who he is watching.
Yeah.
Right? Because they wouldn't write it if but he was watching the kids.
Yeah.
But he's saying it while this kid's there.
And he has a pair of binoculars, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Or what's he up to? Yeah, he's like...
I'm having a wonderful time.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a good line. If you were in the audience and you looked up and saw him, you'd be like...
What the fuck is a pedophile.
Is like a
there?
Gross man up there with a pair of binoculars.
And she'd be like, oh, he took my yoga class this morning, yeah.
Yeah, he called us all prostitutes.
Yeah. Adam would be like, what?
Yeah, and then it would become
anyway,
like a
I'm off to Kmart.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Them hunting down this guy.
Yeah.
They tie him to a tree and just slowly torture him for
Jesus,
hours.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm having a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be weird. Anyway, what happens after that? Oh, yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin's there, which is Adam's childhood bully.
Yeah.
He goes out with the dance teacher.
Yeah.
It's just, he's just like, how do you do Stove Cold Steen Austin.
Stoven Chode.
Jane Austen.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin is saying, how do you do his voice? The thing I remember about this guy is you lay your hand, beat him round.
Yeah.
He never fought back.
Never did once, did nothing about it.
Yeah, yours is much better than mine.
I don't know.
I
don't think so.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, is that what happened? Yeah, I can't really remember. And I've always gone higher. And Becky Fade is like, Dad, why are you shaking?
Yeah.
Am I shaking you? You fucking shut up! That's his daughter.
It's like, why is your voice shaking? Are you crying? She doesn't stop, do you? You don't stop.
And he just slaps her.
He's like still scared of his high school bully. And it's like implying that, like, even though it's a sort of, there's a couple of like mini, tiny anti-bullying messages in the movie, that scene where he's like still afraid of his high school bully, like the like arc of that, you know, story
that
in the
arc,
movie is that he has to fight it. He has to fight
show
him.
His son that you stand out to people and you fight physically.
Yeah.
Fight. No, man, violence is not the key.
Yeah,
just move past it.
Exactly. Yeah, if you're still like, because you the story should be, oh my God, I was so afraid of my bullies at school, and then they meet them now, you know, 30 years later, and they're like, oh, you never, like, moved out of your parents' basement or whatever.
Yeah.
There's always something like
you
that.
You peaked in high school.
And it's never, like, the bullies
actually,
are still alphas.
Have you seen Eagle vs. Shark, the Taika Waititi movie?
No.
Oh, it's like his earliest. I think it's his earliest feature film. It's from 07. Yeah. It's Jermaine Clements in it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't ruin it. You should go watch that.
Maybe I have.
It's fantastic, but it's basically about him confronting his childhood bully.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Really, really fun movie. I mean, if you like Taika Waititi, but it's super low budget in that. Listeners, go and watch Eagle versus Shark. Yeah. It's great.
Get your Waititi prep in before Suicide Squad 4 comes out.
He's not doing that one.
Yeah.
No, James Gunn is.
No, Suicide Squad.
Yeah, James Gunn is doing Suicide Squad. No, he's doing fucking Thor 4.
Nah.
James Gunn, who did Guardians. Maybe they
changed since I last knew about it.
Shut the fuck up.
He was doing a Suicide Squad.
No, he's not. No,
he was. That was the news at one point.
No, James Gunn, who did Guardians, got fired by Disney. And then he's like, DC were like, we'll fucking have you, man. He was doing... So he's doing Suicide Squad, and then he's coming back to do Guardians 3 because they rehired him because they're silly.
Mm.
Anyway, after the dance shit...
They changed that because...
Tiger's doing more Star Wars shit or something, man. After Thor. Stop! Let's talk about Guardians. Dude, fucking grown-ups.
he's involved in some way.
Maybe he's in it. Maybe he's doing a voice or something.
Yeah, maybe he's in it, yeah.
What happens after the dance scene?
Then after the dance scene...
That's when... Oh, fuck. Is that when he takes his son to go play football?
Yes, but then it's like it cuts to the school, I think, at that point.
The school's finished.
Maybe that's when school finishes, and then the two high school kids, go to the...
Dude, so...
They go with James... With David Spade's son.
What's his name in it? Brayden.
Brayden?
Yeah, I think it's Brayden.
They go to the quarry to go swimming.
Let's do something we're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then he's like...
And the sign says keep out, and he's like, keep out. That makes me want to not keep out.
Maybe he has the worst lines in the film.
He's got some pretty bad lines.
They didn't do it. Me do it.
Yeah, just... What the fuck? What is he supposed to be? Like... Because he's had grown up without his dad, he's like...
And his mom just hiccups her whole life.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be awful.
Mom, just hold your breath. Drink water upside down or whatever.
You try and scare her like every day, but she just becomes like extremely shaky and nervous because she never knows when you're going to jump out with a knife.
Yeah, or just tattoo yourself again.
Yeah.
Ah. What does he say in later on, right, when David Spade and him make up?
Yeah.
He's like, why do you call her Hippocampus McGee? And he's like, oh, it's just kind of a nickname.
Yeah.
That you say, oh, he says Viagra McGee. That's it, I remember.
Yeah.
But he's like, so you'd be Stupid McGee or Viagra McGee. Yeah. What? Is that an insult?
McGee.
Yeah. Ugh. It's McGee.
For fuck's sake. Yeah, then they go to the... So at the quarry,
what happens? Yeah, so then there's a teen party. It's a frat house party going on. Right? Like there's a college bunch party. Of college kids there.
And they're like, college kids, we should leave.
And then some girl... No, and then...
But then Brayden is like, let's not leave.
Stay.
Yeah, yeah. Don't... No leave. Stay or whatever.
Me stay.
Yeah.
No leave. Like, are you a fucking Neanderthal, man?
Yeah, he is.
A little bit, yeah.
He's Encino Man.
I haven't seen that.
Neither have I.
I was watching Long Shot just recently.
Yeah.
They mentioned Encino Man in that.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser in Encino Man?
Yeah, I think so.
Who else is in it? It's like one of those guys that was a comedian back then, but then like just not... Is it Paulie Shore or something?
Maybe. He's in... Biodome, I know that for sure from Futurama.
And think then, like, after that, they were like, he's not in anything anymore.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even that, like, he got cancelled. I think he was just shit.
Yeah, he just stopped being in things.
Yeah, maybe he's gonna make a comeback, like... Ugh. I don't know who made a comeback recently. Danny Dyer. So then they're at the quarry.
Yeah.
This girl, this fucking fake acting drunk girl comes out. I know you. You're Scully. And you're Boomer. Like, Could you not come up with any other names?
Yeah, like John.
Yeah. And then just give him like a fucking stupid college name. Your knife and your fucking, I don't know,
Stabman.
Slasher. Yeah. I don't know. They get given beers and they're like, man, I don't know, I'm not really ready to drink beer yet.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just leave. He's like, no, let's empty our beers and then we can act like we're drunk because otherwise they'll be onto us.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, that's like a bit rapey, right?
Yeah.
Because the scene after that, they're like dancing and grinding on some girls.
That's why they want to hang out, is to like get with the girls.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you kids seniors? Or she's like, are you juniors? And they're like, no, we're seniors. Not in high school, in college. Yeah. So like they're already just like lying and pretending, you know, like to get into it, and they're like, let's pretend to be drunk as well. That'll work, because then we'll be sober and they'll be drunk.
It's awful.
And then they're ditching their beers by pouring them, and it makes it look like they're pissing,
but like right next to each other.
Yeah, and then you just hear this, and it cuts to fucking Braden, who's already in the water on a donut inflatable thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, got his thumbs up, and he's just like, summertime.
Is he wearing clothes on the donut?
I don't think so. I think he takes his clothes off.
That's a fuck up, because I think he's wearing clothes when he's on the donut.
Yeah, like shorts and t-shirt.
Yeah,
like he took them all off. Short sleeve shirt, isn't it? Like a Hawaiian shirt.
But then when he is in the water again, when he sees his dad,
yeah,
he's got no clothes on again. And he's in like knee deep water, but he just kind of like leans back and like slips down back into it. What about the soup? Anyway, Adam and shit, they talk when they're at Kmart. They talk about like, because they're all giving each other shit about how Adam was always scared of Tommy Cavanaugh, aka Stone Cold Jane Austen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, you weren't so fucking strong back in the day, you fucking piece of shit. And he's like, yeah, but I never backed out of a fight. Yeah, but yeah, but the fucking jump off suicide. 35 meters?
I guess. 35 feet?
35 feet's only 10 meters. That's
pretty high.
I've jumped off higher, I reckon. And then they like go to the quarry to do it.
Yeah, they just are suddenly like there, but like they're not hanging out with their kids. I think they're sort of opposite on the other side of the quarry, because they're looking at the party. They're standing there chatting for a bit, and then they're like, they hear this like, yeah, woo, like party sounds, and they're like, what's that? And they look over, and there's a party happening like within eyeshot.
Yeah.
Like right
across. But you would hear like it from the road, right?
Yeah, exactly. And if you, like, it wouldn't, it's not like it came nearer when they heard it. It's like it was already happening, and then they just like tuned in. And then all of a sudden, Taylor Lautner, Milo Ventimiglia, Patty Schwarzenegger,
and another guy from
some other Vandal. Yeah, they're all there, and they're like, this is Alpha Beta Kappa,
yeah,
like
territory.
You have to get out of here. And they have this really lame,
just goes on too long.
It goes on for ages,
and the whole time I'm watching it, I'm just watching Patty Schwartz the whole time.
Yeah,
just what he's doing. He's just like almost looking directly at the camera.
Yeah,
it's Arnie fucking Schwarzenegger's son.
Yeah,
you know, it's what.
And like Taylor Lautner at that point, that was 2013, like I guess that's
post.
Yeah,
I mean, like maybe like a year after Twilight came out. Because Twilight's like 5 movies, right?
Yeah. Maybe they're still 4. Going.
No. Oh, yeah, maybe. I thought you were going to say still going now. I was like, there's no chance. No. Twilight 15.
But whereas Milo Ventimiglia has already been in Gilmore Girls.
Who did he play in Heroes?
And in Heroes, Peter Petrelli.
I only watched some of the first series.
Yeah, and he's already been in Heroes as a kind of like,
he did look well older. He did look well older. Like he was wearing sunnies.
He must have been fucking 39 or something.
Yeah, I know. But then you look back at like Tobey Maguire, who's supposed to be what, 17 in Spider-Man 1, and he's clearly 30. Oh, and then like so his high school bully Flash is like mid 40s.
Yeah.
Like massive fucking sideburns and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, of course they're in fucking high school.
Yeah.
You put them next to, say you put Tobey Maguire next to Tom Holland, and they're both in the same year in high school.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I wonder which one is Peter Parker and which one's his fucking dad. You know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It does my head in when they get that. Like, because there are fucking kids that can act. There are teenagers that can act convincingly as teenagers because they are teenagers.
Yeah.
And like, you're supposed to believe that Adam Sandler's kids, who probably look like they could be in the final year of high school, right?
Yeah.
Then they're like next to kids that are a year older than them.
Yeah.
But they will look like they're in their 30s.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's fucking stupid. Freaks and Geeks, that's a good example, right?
Yeah. They were all quite young in that, weren't they?
Yeah. I mean, Franco and Jason Segel probably... look, maybe 1 or 2 years older.
Mm.
But then the kids, like, the geeks,
mm-hmm.
like a perfect age, man. Mm. And they're good actors. Sure. Why can't they just do it? Yeah. That's my head in, man.
I know.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, then Taylor is like, you guys have to jump off the fucking jump thing.
Yeah, he's like, ugh, I can't even stand you right now. And then he's just doing backflips for no reason.
Yeah. And Adam and his mates try to sort of like outsmart them, or you know, like outwit them, where they're like, they're making fun of them, and it's so cringe. It's like, you know, like if you ever in real life get confronted by like a total cunt or a bully, who's like, hey, you, I'm gonna take your fucking money and there's nothing you can do about it, and you just like panic and you're like, yeah, well, I'm gonna take your mom out for dinner. And you just like can't think of anything. It's like that, except for it was written by a person who probably slept before they turned the script in, so they could at least have gone back and been like, is this funny at all?
Yeah, we'll just do it on the day. Adam wants to go on his holiday with his mates. Yeah. Like, whatever he'll do, it's fine.
Yeah, literally anything. They could say literally anything. So Taylor is like, what does he even say? Like, oh, you guys are so stupid and old. You probably hang in drywall for your whole life in this little town. It's a crappy little town.
Yeah, and like, well, you're here. And like, you're like, in our town.
Yeah, right, and now. Kevin James is so embarrassing. And he's like, drywall, for your information, I own one of the greatest auto body shops in this town.
I mean, how big is the town? There's more than one auto body shop?
Yeah, exactly.
So, there's two.
Yeah.
He just owns the slightly better one.
Yeah.
And he said it might be... So, like, maybe it's the second best.
Yeah.
Or, in other words, the shittest.
You know? Yeah. And then he's like, oh, and, like...
Yeah, Chris Rock here works at the cable company. Free cable for life, man.
Free cable for life.
And no one uses cable anymore, man. Exactly. What happens when, like, and then, no one wants cable?
And then... What's the other guy?
David Spade. Yeah. He works part-time at the go-kart course.
He works part-time at a go-kart course thing.
But then he's also...
And that's them trying to get one up on these, like, college kids.
Yeah.
Like,
so I was highballing you with the drywall.
Yeah, yeah.
Even then, you know? I mean, what do the college kids' dads do?
Yeah,
they
exactly.
can't all be fucking
one of
college
them's Arnold
kids.
Schwarzenegger.
That's true. He was the governor of California.
Yeah, pretty big deal. And now he like used to cycle about with a pony.
Yeah. Hey, is your dad Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yes.
Yes. He is. That's right.
His dad just drops him off in a fucking helicopter at the quarry.
And then Taylor's like, right, we're going to make you jump. And then they have to jump off the quarry because they're being forced to by some children.
Yeah.
And they jump off one after another.
To hilarious effect. Who jumps off first? Chris Rock jumps off first, lands on his stomach.
Yeah.
And then he's like, why isn't Adam anyone Sandler. Scared of a black guy anymore? Damn you, Obama.
Yeah.
Then Adam Sandler jumps off. Legs apart. What are you fucking doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Hurts is nuts.
Because he doesn't want to have another baby.
Even the women.
It's because he doesn't want to have another baby.
Yeah, that's
true.
The
Sam's already
but
said
he's already,
to him.
The seed has already
been sown.
It's
already been planted. He destroys his fertility balls.
He's like, I ain't fucking doing this shit again. Yeah. We aren't having five kids. Five, yeah.
Four.
No, they're having a fourth already. It'll be a fifth one.
Oh, right. Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
Even like the women are bending over holding where their penis would be.
Yeah.
/ balls.
Sure.
David Spade jumps off with his hat on.
Mm.
So they took all his clothes but not his hat.
And then Kevin James jumps off.
Holding a towel because I'm guessing he didn't want to show off all of his body. I understand that. I'm not very comfortable in my own skin.
Suppose,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like, why jumps off with a towel? Like, was he going to do that? If they say the people...
Because you want to dry yourself as soon as you hit the water.
Say none of the college kids would jump off. Mm. Is he going to jump off with the towel anyway? Why would you bring a towel if you're just going to get it wet?
Yeah.
Fucking idiot, a totally
soaked towel is way more hassle than having a dry towel. It's heavier. It's like three times its weight or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can't just like wrap it around yourself because it's like cold and wet and you'll get like wet bed sores or whatever.
Yeah, even more wet.
Yeah.
You get out, you drip dry. Oh, I'm going to get a little bit more of this water off with this wet towel. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Fucking idiot,
fucking
Kevin.
Idiot.
You know what? Chris Farley would never have done that.
Yeah.
I forgot his name for a sec.
Yeah.
So then they all jump in and then... Kevin James jumps off, lands on David Spade, and David Spade says, I was inside you.
Disgusting.
Whereabouts?
Ugh, I don't even want to know.
What part of him went inside him? Because that would kill a man. Say he ruptured his anus on David Spade. He's dead. And then you've got a fucking court case on your hands.
Yeah.
All these college kids are all sued. By, I don't know, it's American law system's fucked, eh? You need money to do anything in that country, otherwise you're fucked.
True.
I mean, you need money to do anything anywhere, but more so there, especially if you want to go down legal holes.
Yes, it's
and
true. Like
David Spade
story.
Went up Kevin James's legal hole.
And then that's the kind of the end of their scene at the quarry, but we get a little glimpse of Braden, David Spade's son, holding his arm and doing a kind of like Rambo-esque.
It's Rambo-esque, Viet Cong.
Reference, yeah. Like he's in the water up and he's got his arm out.
And
on his arm, he has this tattoo that says,
"The soup is...
soup kitchen my ass."
Oh, is it that? Or is the soup is a lie?
Soup kitchen my ass. Because
I know, because later on
at the very first scene where we meet him, David Spade is mumbling this throwaway dialogue about
soup kitchen.
I can't hang out with you. You have to go to school.
The last day of school.
The last day of school because I volunteer in
the
soup
kitchen.
Even
not the last day; it's a half day.
Yeah, exactly. And his estranged son, who's like 19 or something. He's a massive brick 40. Of a man. Yeah, with a fucking beard.
Yeah.
He shows
come
up
in tattoos.
And you're like, instead of being like, oh, well, wait, let's have a conversation. I guess we have to get to know each other. He's like,
you
I have to go to
drink?
A soup kitchen.
Yeah.
And then we're supposed to like infer from like, it just
How
cuts
about
to...
I have to go to work?
Yeah, exactly.
At the go-kart course.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be like, okay, you lied about the go-karts.
Yeah, yeah. And like, we could have done with... Adam Sandler and his mates are at the quarry and David Spade's son looks up and sees them and is like, what the fuck? What are they doing here?
Yeah.
Or when they jump off and they're screaming, it gets his attention. He looks over. But instead it's like after that scene is finished, it cuts to Braden just in the water with this new tattoo on his arm. It says soup kitchen my ass, which is sort of like not... And it doesn't... There's no insert shot of the actual tattoo close up.
No.
So you could be looking at his face to waiting for him to say something, and he doesn't say anything. He just sinks into the water, and you're just like, what?
He sinks
what that
back
was.
In, but you can see like
definitely
his
the
whole
first
body.
Time. Yeah,
they should have done
water.
It at a different angle because like the angle that it's at, you can see his whole body underwater. He literally just like
he just bends down.
Yeah, it bends down a little bit more.
Like I definitely the first time I watched it, I didn't see the tattoo. No. And I didn't know what was going on.
But I think if we watch it back again, because I was trying to look out in scenes whether that tattoo's there already.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it doesn't, like, I was looking. I maybe missed it, but I think it already is. I think I've seen it before in an earlier scene.
Really?
Yeah. But then where did he get the tattoo from?
Yep. He's been in the water the whole time.
Yeah, without his clothes, so I'm guessing without his stuff.
Yeah.
Also, that was quick. I'm not guessing. I've got tattoos. I have not had like a fucking fake stick and poker pen tattoo.
Mm.
But they can't be quick. They can't be quicker than a gun.
Surely they're slower, yeah. Yeah,
because a gun rattles at like 1,000 fucking dots a second. Yeah, exactly. Or so he's like, sorry, I've got to redo the T. Yeah.
Soup, kitchen, my ass. It's like 15 letters. Yeah. Whatever. And then it just cuts to
a different scene. Their truck has been ruined. All the tires have been slashed.
Really?
Yeah. They come out of the quarry, go back to their...
Oh, yeah.
Where they climb through the fence.
Yeah.
And the truck is there, slashed all the tires, which don't know when Braden had the time to do that.
Yeah.
I also don't understand where in the story Braden had the time to graffiti the entire campus of the fucking college kids, because there is graffiti everywhere.
Yeah.
In a million different colors. There's toilet paper everywhere.
Yeah, he fucking trashes like the frat house or
the
whatever.
The frat boys rock up and say...
And he does it in a way that makes it look like at least four people did it.
At least four, very specific.
Yeah, because there's Chris Rock, Adam Sandler, Kevin James, and David Spade.
Oh, is that who's in it?
Because he wants to frame them or whatever.
Is that why he does it?
I mean, I'm guessing. I'm literally guessing because it's not clear in the movie. Because even like later on when the...
When does he have time to do it? Because we followed him all day.
Yeah.
He slashed the tires, right? While they're in the water. He was already in the water before them.
Yeah.
And then he was in the water again when they left. And they're only in the water for like 2 minutes. So when the fuck did he do this? He's a fucking demon.
Yeah, he's a demon.
Yeah.
When he is in the water with the tattoo and he sinks down, the guys are on their way. They're swimming back to the shore to climb out. He scrambles up the fucking cliff side.
What? Runs, on the other side?
Yeah, runs around the quarry to where the...
Which
the
could be a big quarry.
School bus is.
Yeah.
Slashes each of the like six tires or whatever.
Disappears.
Four, I guess.
Yeah.
Runs to the fucking frat house.
Yeah.
With this mad plan.
Yeah. Where does he get... All right, what scene did we get? He gets all the spray paint and he gets thousands of fucking rolls of toilet paper.
Rolls of toilet paper, like, smashes the place up, covers it in TP, spray paints shit everywhere. Meanwhile, Adam and the boys go... He's doing this when they see the school bus and then they're like, oh, fuck. So they take it to Kevin James's auto body shop and then...
How do they get it there? They walk it?
I don't know. I don't know how long that would take.
Yeah.
They must get it towed, like... He goes to the auto body shop. He comes back with a tow truck. He takes it back to the auto body shop. They start fixing it up. He drinks four 24-hour energy boosters.
They put David Spade goes in
a giant tire. They roll him down a hill.
He dies.
Yeah, he gets completely pulverized. It smashes into Shaquille O'Neal, who stops it with his stomach. And then Braden is in that police car. So he's already being caught.
What the fuck? I forgot about that. And he's like spitting and drooling horribly. Yeah. You lied about the soup. But I didn't see him in the car before when Shaq is doing his police. Because he's doing...
He's doing traffic control, isn't it? Yeah.
And Dante is in a scene as well, I think.
Because the tire runs over when it's
Dante's in the
police
car.
So the police
car is super quick and goes, like, straight around, gets down the hill, which this tire at this point is going, like, the speed of sound.
Yeah.
David Spade's dead.
Yeah.
His lifeless corpse is just like, rawr, rawr, all in the fucking tire. And then so the police car gets down that quick. Shaquille O'Neal kicks his entire door off.
Yeah.
Steps out and then he just stops it with his body. Yeah. So he stopped tire going speed of sound.
So
it's a big tire as well.
Yeah, it's
not a wee
huge
one.
Yeah, it's like a monster truck tire.
Yeah.
So in between Shaquille O'Neal directing traffic.
Uh-huh.
And
they picked up Brayden.
The tire rolls past and they're like, oh fuck, let's go stop that tire. On the way, they pick up Brayden.
But what do they say when they pick up Brayden? We caught him doing what?
We caught him doing something with some spray paint, and Shaq does a little spray paint.
So they caught him graffitiing the.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that they say specifically what he was graffitiing. They just say that they caught him with spray paint, like doing some graffiti, but they don't say it was at this frat house or like. And it's like not.
This movie's fucking terrible, man.
It's fucking rubbish. It's really bad. That isn't a story at all. There's no. You literally are guessing, piecing it together, because like, the same characters are in the same scene, in two different capacities, because they're doing. Dante is in one police car, while. That gets run over by a tire while Shaquille O'Neal is directing traffic.
Yeah, and then he's in the not same in the car scene, at that point, no.
Yeah, and then in the same scene, Shaquille O'Neal gets out of a different police car and stops the tire.
No, but Dante gets out of that car too, right?
Yeah, but it's a different car because the other one has already been crushed by the tire, at least like dented or whatever.
So how far was David Spade? How long was David Spade's lifeless body spinning around for?
Yeah, there's one bit where he ramps off of something, like staggers down some stairs,
hardcore onto a train track. Just,
yeah,
it is like it just it's gets higher than Suicide 35.
Yeah,
and he's in a tire. He's not hitting water.
Yeah,
he's just fucking dead. even if he landed like, if he landed that he was at the top.
Yeah,
he would just like hit the floor, hit the other side of the tire as hard as he could, bend his whole back right around his scorpions. Like, or if he hit it on his back, his head goes forward, and he just like hits his chin on his chest,
my God.
Neck broken.
Yeah,
there's no good way it happens.
Yeah,
and then his booty call, the strong woman, who's been in a couple of scenes by now.
Yeah,
she works at the auto body shop.
Yeah,
she's left the auto body shop. Sprinted down the hill.
Yeah, they all
faster
are,
than the speed of sound, because we've worked out that.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Wheels going.
All of them, because they all arrive there. Even Kevin James.
Yeah, who is not the healthiest of people, but
he did have all those energy drinks.
So he's just like,
yeah.
He's like,
come on, guys, keep up.
And I'm just like, man, I'm gonna need some Pepsi later to fuck a whole jug's worth.
Yeah.
This movie is so silly.
Yes.
But I love it.
Yeah, well, it's a good fun little time.
Yeah. So then David Spade is vomiting everywhere out of it.
Yeah, he's
and he's like, guys,
out of the...
what happened?
Yeah.
And they're all like, I'm next. I hate my life so much. I want to die too.
Yeah.
What happens after that?
Yeah. Then
I think
he's
that's
like,
the... Oh, yeah, no. Because the scene...
You lied about the soup!
Yeah. And then he drops him off at Spado's house.
Yeah.
He's like, you guys want to come in for a brewski?
Yeah. Because he's scared of being with Brayden alone. Because he's scared of Brayden.
Yep, his son.
And then, is that when they have a little, like, heart-to-heart sort of...
Yeah, like they're like, they have some... look, mate, I'm willing to give this a try if you are. And he goes, do you want to come in and watch videos of squirrels on water skis? And he does this noise that is like... a squirrel noise, and then they play the exact same sound clip again at the end of it. Like, it is the exact same. You can line them up perfect.
Yeah. There's some bits in Simpsons, especially early on, when they do the exact same thing, which is fine for animation.
Sure,
it's just
and
like,
in the late 80s.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like, not that early Simpsons I'm thinking of.
Okay.
91, 92, whatever.
Okay. Season 4-ish.
No, like... two and three, yeah.
Okay.
But there's one bit specifically, like Homer is like, has to go do something, and he's at work, and he's like, Lenny, cover for me. And Lenny is like, sure thing, Homer. And then he goes in and sits down, puts his feet up, and starts eating donuts, because that's what Homer was doing.
Sure.
At his desk. And he's Lenny eating donuts is like, makes the exact same noise, like,
but that's funny.
In a row.
That's funny. This
it is
not
funny.
Funny in this.
And it's just like, I guess it makes sense if you've sort of like only recorded one eating noise and then you realize like that joke needs to last a tiny bit longer
for
visually.
Sure.
So you're just like, oh, fucking double it. In an actual film with real people, you don't need to like double that bit of audio.
He also only needs to do it once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
After that, well, just the scene before that, when David Spade's in the tire, Adam Sandler gets a phone call.
Mm.
And he's like, yeah, no, just well, let's do it. Just don't tell your mother. And that's him going to play football with Keefe.
Right.
This is the midway point of the film.
Yeah.
All the shit we've talked about happens within 45 minutes.
So long.
So from there, he's like, yeah, you don't want to be like all the tough boys though. Like, you just be the kicker.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry, I'm a weedy little cunt or whatever that. He's like, don't say that word. Cunt's fine, but weedy, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he sets the ball up for his son to kick. And it turns out that he kicks one and it goes flying. Yeah. And he's like, wow, that would be
let's do the 40 yards.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
Let's do 50 yards.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, wow, lucky kick. Let's try again. And then he does it again.
And the football train and then is all going these, like, on across yeah. the oval.
Yeah. They all start to like look up. And this like inspirational music starts to play.
Da, 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 da. Adam runs at him. He's like, I'm going to pretend. Da, da, yeah. da, da, da. Adam's like, I'm going to pretend to be a linebacker. I'm going to come at you.
They're like, and it's just like, this is the time that we were talking about where you feel like,
oh my God.
Is this the story? Yeah. Like, is it going to be about how he finds out that his son is a genius, natural kicker?
And he's like, wow, I've really... Fucked you get, out with my kids.
You get those movies.
I don't even know their names. I really need to put in the effort now.
Yeah.
And it's yeah, like, absolutely you do. And they're like, I'm gonna give you everything you need to live out your dream because I didn't get to live out mine. Or
yeah, exactly. And he's like, the story is Happy Gilmore. He's amazing at hitting golf balls.
Yeah, one
but he
putt
has
it,
to
right?
learn
yeah.
how to putt. That's the story of a movie. This movie could have been the story of Adam Sandler's kid is amazing at kicking, so he has to teach him how to kick. But they also hang out.
Has to teach him how to run.
Yeah, has to do other stuff.
Buff. And then we see like Adam Sandler training montages when he's like, come on,
yeah,
do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
What, give me a Rocky song.
Hearts on fire.
I don't know how it is.
Yeah.
One desire.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But no, what happens? Adam Sandler's running at him, kicks yeah. a fucking post in the ground, falls on him, doesn't fall on his leg.
No, just lands on top.
Just lands on him. All the coaches that were watching across the thing, because they're like, oh my God, this kid's amazing.
Yeah.
What do they say?
Yeah. Well, that kid's dead. Yeah. Let's get back to work.
Next scene. Funeral.
Adam is doing lines of ketamine off the top of the casket.
Instead of Kevin James is not fucking knocking back energy fucking drink anymore. He's just knocking back fucking just full rocks of meth, man.
Yeah, he's just crack he's rock. Dropping he's like, hit me, and the bartender fills up like a full glass of scotch and then he just drops a rock in it.
Like, that wasn't ice, sir. I know what I'm about.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Yeah. Burp snart. Nosebleed.
Yeah. Nosebleed. Yeah. His eye goes all red.
He just hits the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Big pool of blood coming out.
Yeah.
Next scene, another funeral. No. And then it's like the next scene is they're just at the hospital.
Yeah.
Dennis Dugan's the doctor. He's an alcoholic.
Mm.
What is Adam's just like, so it's a borderline fracture. And he's like, no, x-ray here. It's definitely broken.
Yeah.
So but just like, sprained it.
Yeah. No. Totally. But
the
like
bone is completely apart.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a hairline. No, it's a broken leg. So, what did he say? I can't remember. Yeah. Yeah. He's just like, is there anything you can do to stop my wife looking at me like that? No, I'm not a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Like, I have this rock in my pocket if you...
Kevin's like, I'll fucking take that up here.
Yeah.
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 So then Selma Hayek does a classic speaking in Spanish.
Yep.
Adam's like, oh, I hate it when she does that because I'm an American and I don't like anyone but white people.
Yeah, he does say that.
Yeah.
In a song. He sings it in a song. Yeah. And now the kid has a broken leg, and now the movie is back to normal.
Yep.
And there is no story.
Yeah.
And it takes you a minute to realize.
Oh, no, we're back to nothing.
Yeah.
Even then, the normal Adam Sandler film, you know, that beat would have hit at 30 minutes. Instead, it's at 45.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the next 45, nothing happens again.
Yeah, nothing happens. Then it's just like them having dinner, and then it's just it cuts between each family. They're all having dinner. Kevin James's son is like, "This is the best vanilla pudding I've ever eaten."
That's butter, son. And then he says something after that as well, and he just drops his fork.
Yeah, what does he say? I can't remember.
Oh, he says, and it cuts between each one, and they're like, 80s theme.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, that was way back in the 1900s.
Yeah.
And we learnt about it in school.
Yeah.
And then he says something like...
Like Kevin James's kid is like, the 80s? That was over 70 years ago. Which is like, at some point that will
True. Kevin
at
James
some point that will be true.
Sure.
When people watch this movie and...
No one's watching this 20 in 100 years, time. Man. No one is
not
watching
100,
this.
But...
No, 80. Yeah, 80 years away.
No, the 80s is already...
40 years ago.
40 years ago.
That's
so
fucked.
Another 30
it's not,
years.
It's 20 years ago, man. Everyone knows that. Because it's the
year
2000.
Yeah, because the year 2000, that's when... Yeah, it's when the 90s was over.
That's when
that's what we are now. That's where we live.
Yeah, for sure. But no, we're in the 2020s. Coronavirus is everywhere. We might not see 2021. I mean, who knows?
Well.
That means no more Adam Sandler movies.
True.
Grown Ups 3, though? Would you watch it?
Yep.
Absolutely. Grown Ups 3D.
Grown Ups
3D technology is not around anymore, but I mean, why not? The title's there, right?
Yeah.
Grown Ups 4DX.
Yeah.
I'd watch it.
Yeah.
And podcast about it.
Yeah.
So, the final set piece of the film. Fucking Adam Sandler's character who woke up in the morning. He's like, I'm not having a party. The party didn't even cross his mind.
Hmm.
Chris Rock gives him a little like, oh, why don't you have a party? Tells one person. I think that's it. Yeah, that's the last mention of it is at... What's his name? Shaquille.
Mm.
He says it. After that, cuts to the party. This party is fucking wild. The Jay Giles band are there.
Yeah.
Do you know how much?
Massive
like,
party. Massive house as well.
Massive.
Huge house.
It kind of reminded me of
even
the
bigger
Sopranos
garden.
House.
Yeah,
but it's
totally.
Massive.
It looks a lot like the Sopranos house,
actually. A little
bit, actually.
Yeah, a little bit.
They have a huge back garden.
Pool.
Yeah.
Trees
and
shit. It's
There's
like
trees
a hill
in the garden.
There is
yeah.
enough space for you to have a full-on concert of 1,000 people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
Which is almost what they do.
I mean, they do.
Yeah.
They do that. The Jay Giles band are there.
Yeah.
Jay Giles band have popped up in a couple of other Adam Sandler films. Like, he's just a fan.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I would love to have... They're like, what do you want to do for this movie? I'd love to have the Jay Giles band, like, play in my movie.
Yeah.
Because
just
is...
want to see Magic Dick up on the screen.
No, Dick Man... No, it is Magic Dick. Yeah.
Dick Magic.
Think... Cock Magic. That's in a South Park episode.
Yeah.
A great one. That's a great episode.
That's a real performance
cock magic
thing, isn't it?
There is a
What's
group
it called? There's
from
a guy
Australia,
that do like that do
puppetry
like,
of the penis.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the
I think
idea.
They're Australian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course they are.
Yeah, cuz we're all weird. Yeah. They put spiders down the knob of the dick.
What? Like sounding with spiders. Oh my god.
What did you say sounding?
Yeah.
Is that a sexual act?
Ugh, yeah, it's the worst that you can imagine.
Putting stuff down your...
Like urethral sounding. It's a medical term, really,
oh, okay.
That means, like, if you, I don't know, like, in order to, like, insert fucking, I don't know, medicine, like, into the fucking bladder or whatever, or, like, with a endoscope.
Yeah, like
or something like that, I don't know. I don't really
but
know what.
Straight up the knob.
Yeah, but people do it for, like...
Sexual
yeah. reasons, and it. I'm not saying I've tried it, obviously.
No,
but it is just nasty.
Yeah, that makes me cringe a little bit.
It does, yeah. Especially considering, what we probably shouldn't get into, but just the damage that can be done.
Absolutely, yeah. And now imagine putting a spider down there.
Yeah.
5 times a week when you're doing shows for Puppetry.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like at the Edinburgh Fringe every night for 30 days.
And like you don't have a big supply of spiders in the Edinburgh Fringe, so you got to bring them over from Australia.
Oh.
Or just recycle the ones you've
Why do
used.
They do that? No.
I mean, like, I've been to a ping pong show in Thailand, right? I think everyone has to go to see one at least once.
Yeah.
I mean, not everyone, because, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but imagine, like...
Even people who don't want to go.
Imagine those dudes. Yeah. Please don't make me. But, like, I've seen a budgie fly out of someone, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Imagine someone shooting a spider out of their penis.
Oof.
And it landing in your drink, and you're like, hey!
Yeah.
Cheers. Anyway, why did we get onto that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Throughout the party, it's an 80s theme. Yeah, it was Dick Magic. Oh, Magic yeah. Dick.
Magic Dick from the Jay Giles Band. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah, one of the members of the Jay Giles Band, who they sing the song Centerfold. My blood runs cold. Memory had just been told. It is a centerfold. That's the song they sing. Yeah, anyway, yeah. They sing that at the party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Adam, at that point, Adam Sandler is putting his daughter to bed.
Yeah.
She won't go to sleep because she wants her teddy that the
deer smashed up in the first scene.
We have to go back to the start. Like, so we missed so many details. No, it was only 45 minutes ago.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe 50.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's like, all right, need to go to sleep because the Jay Giles Band are playing their most popular song at the start of their set. Wouldn't happen in real life, right? That's what you say for the end.
Fuck
right?
Yeah, I know. What was at the end of that set that they were
playing?
They played
planning? Again. They were planning on playing
like fucking, I don't know.
A cover of... Bohemian like,
wish
Rhapsody
you were here or something. Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody. 25-minute Bohemian Rhapsody cover.
Yeah. Or they just play Centerfold again, but stretch it out for like 20 minutes. Anyway, Adam's in bed just being like, oh my God. No, he's not in bed. He's putting his daughter to bed.
Yeah.
She won't go to bed because she misses Mr. Gigglesworth, which is a wee teddy that got ruined.
Yeah.
So he reaches over to the nightstand and grabs like...
like a bottle of NyQuil.
Yeah, fucking sleeping potion.
And she's like, Daddy, no.
Yeah, and he's like, you don't want a glug?
Yeah. No one slug?
Yeah.
Because, like, I guess that's his go-to.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there. She doesn't have a cough.
And she knows well enough.
Yeah.
He has done this on multiple occasions that she has to tell him no, Dad.
Yeah.
That's not the way to parent.
And it's like, she thinks that she can't sleep because she doesn't have Mr. Gigglesworth. But really, she can't sleep because she hasn't had a slug.
And she hasn't been drugged.
Because her body is, like, dependent. Chemically dependent.
Daddy, no. I love it, man.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, man.
She's like, tell me a story. And he's like, this is the story of the hand that'll put you to sleep or something like that.
Yeah.
Just puts his hand over her face and is just like, sleep!
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 He's pushing her head into the pillow and she's like, no, Daddy, no! Anyway, she falls asleep. I wouldn't say asleep, but unconscious anyway.
She falls into unconsciousness.
No, he goes downstairs and he's like, I'll find Mr. Gigglesworth. There he sees the aerobic instructor from early in the film. We as the viewer already know he's gay because all of the mums are like oogling at him and they're like,
yeah.
Were you made in a lab? And can I put my tongue down your mouth?
Yeah, yeah.
This is a woman like, that has sorry, already ladies. Forgotten... her anniversary with her husband of 20 years. And she's like, I want to fucking stick my fucking thing down your... I want to put my spider down your dick hole.
No!
No! No. Anyway.
No, surely. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That was
maybe.
In the film as well.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, I'm actually gay.
Mm.
He's not. All those women just disgust him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's not. No, he is gay. And then... Right. He runs downstairs. He's like, oh my God, I need Mr. Gigglesworth. The party is already going.
Yeah.
What is the instructor dressed as?
Indiana.
Indiana fucking Jones.
Yeah.
Can you do Sean Connery's an impression of him saying the name that he has for Indiana Jones?
Oh, Jonesy.
Nice. Call him Junior.
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 Yes, we better watch out for those Nazis, Junior.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, that looks like, because in
a
the old... that's a spider. Ah, yeah. In the old times, Jesus was spelt with an I, and only the righteous man would be able to cross the fucking invisible bath or whatever. And if you're guessing that Jesus would drink from a fucking golden cup, you'd be a fucking cunt, because he was a fucking carpenter. He would drink from a wooden cup. Why?
Is he supposed to be Scottish in it? Or is he just, like, cannot do any other accent?
He just doesn't do any other accents.
Yeah, I know. I've seen the clips of The Hunt for the Red October.
Yeah.
When he's, like, a Russian man. Yeah. He's just Scottish.
Can't you, like, he, oh, I don't know. You can get training and shit if you're an actor and you're getting paid, like, millions of dollars.
Yeah.
They'd be like, just
but no, I'm
yeah. Fine. We're giving you all this money. There's some, like, what do you call it?
Contract?
Contractual...
obligations?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there's some things that we need from you, and one of them is that you just do a few months of accent training with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Like 1 hour a week, someone's going to come to your house.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren is going to come over.
He's going
to
teach you.
You can do it by phone.
Yeah. Yes. And then he just doesn't do it.
Just doesn't
he
do
doesn't
it.
Rock
just like
the
Blade.
Day. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Fuck, yeah.
Just like Wesley Snipes, who refused to open his eyes.
Yeah. Oh, that bit's so fucking weird.
We put you through months of opening your eyes yeah. while you're lying down training.
Nah.
You won't even do it.
Can't be fucked, mate. I'm not doing it.
I can't
Please.
Be fucking bothered.
Anyway, he's like, I sewed him, and he's like, you sewed him. Where did you learn to sew? And he's like, oh, gay camp.
Yeah.
He's like, you went to the gay camp? Well, they teach sewing in gay camp? And he's like, I can't even remember.
Yeah.
He's like, you're gay. You're a gay. She's John. You're John. Terminator fucking, what was that one called?
Terminator 6.
What was it called?
Terminator Days of Future Past.
No. Salvation? No, that's a fourth one, right? Or is that even a film?
Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Dark Fate is the
Dark
one.
Fate,
and
yeah.
It was shit.
It was so bad.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, let's not get into that. He's like, you're a gay?
You're a gay?
And he's like, oh my god, all that anxiety I had from earlier in the film that I've explained multiple times. You know, it's been put into context that I am anxious because I think my wife is going to move on to a better, newer model. Of T-1800 or whatever. Of Terminator. Terminator reference in this
as well.
Oh my
god, I'm worried that she's going to move into a house in the countryside with him. And he's going to read books and learn about how to be human.
That was the only good bit in that film.
That was trash!
No, when Dave, he's like Dave's drapes. And he's talking about how... Like,
yeah, it's not just the color of the drapes. It's also the material. You have to consider the other material in the room, like the carpet.
His son's in this movie as well.
What the fuck?
I wonder if Party Schwarzenegger's character... Paddy
Schwarzenegger.
Party as well.
Yeah.
Paddy Schwartz's dad...
Arnie.
Yeah, I wonder if that's set in the same universe as Terminator Dark Fate.
Definitely.
Definitely is. Grown Ups 2 Terminator. Anyway, Adam puts his daughter to sleep with a healthy dose of NyQuil. Yeah, he's just like holding her down, holding her nose and pouring into her mouth.
Oh my
pretty
god.
Pretty graphic, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like choking on it and he's like, well, if you're gonna choke on it, I'll put it into your eyes.
Yeah.
Daddy, no!
Yeah.
Pours it into her eyeballs.
Yep. Falls asleep. Then he's like, cool, I'm gonna go enjoy my party now.
Yeah. Gonna have a great night.
Yeah. Da-na-na-na-na. Anyway.
He catches I missed the tune. Play it again.
Okay. They say as well at the start, they're like, hey, we just rocked up for the party. Let's fucking play. Like, do they have a sound guy that just comes with them?
I mean, because later
set
on...
Set up a full PA system. Because I mean, like...
Because then later on, one of the kids, like, trips over one wire.
Yeah, one extension lead.
Yeah, that doesn't look... It's not like
Dude,
a 32...
we forgot about the son being a robot.
Yeah. He's a robot. There's so much fucking shit in this movie.
There's a scene early on, after Salma Hayek says the immortal line, which is it? Go on, tell me again.
Goodbye, my beautiful children. Have the best last day of school ever. I love you all.
Anyway, he's there and he's like talking about how he wanks in the shower or whatever. And he's like, oh, whoa, dad, he's obviously wanking over that girl in his class.
Yeah.
But she's not going to go out with him because he's fugly. And he's like, yeah, man, we're all fugly. And then Adam tells him about some fucking stupid rule he used to do with girls where he's like, I'm a robot or whatever. What does he say? Step one, make him smile. Step two,
say they've got a nice smile.
Yeah. Step three,
say they have to go out with you that night.
Yeah.
Because it gives them doesn't give them enough time to realize how fugly you are.
Yeah, or go and talk to their friends who also say you're fugly or whatever.
And then his son is working at the ice cream factory, ice cream stall thing.
Yeah.
And the girl is there.
Ice cream house.
Yeah, the cream house.
We didn't talk about Bumpty either.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And then the girl comes up and he's like... He's holding some ice creams. He crushes them automatically because
she's like, "Hi, Greg."
Yeah, because he's like programmed, obviously, to respond like physically to certain things that happen. Like
he's the Terminator,
like Jonathan Loren, who shows the bottle of pepper spray, but just also presses the button in his own face.
Also, why the fuck
he's incapable of holding things?
No, but why the fuck would John Loren be like? Yeah, if you guys need to protect yourself from family members, you need to use this stuff and just holds it up. People can see what's written on it, pepper spray. He doesn't have to then spray it.
But he can't not do that because his hand automatically clamps shut because he's a robot.
He's a robot because it's obviously this is set in the Terminator universe.
Yeah,
this
there's
is
a
when
few
the
of them.
Skynet seeds are starting to be sown.
Yeah.
Do you think that Adam Sandler's future child that is in Salma Hayek?
He's John. Oh, right.
What if they call him John in Terminator 3? No, so Grown Ups 3.
Yeah.
Rise of the Machines. Imagine they call it that. It'd be so good.
Oh, my lord.
Oh, my sweet lord.
And then he crushes the cones, and she's like, oh, I think you just crushed some ice cream cones. And he's like, no, that was a crush test. These cones failed. Next time we'll use cardboard cones. And she laughs.
Like, metal
and he goes,
is the best material.
Yeah, I'm made of a polyalloy material.
There's like everyone at the. Oh man, then he hits fucking the woman with the ice cream scoop out
of
the poly.
You're jumping ahead. He's like, he goes, he's like, she laughs and he goes, oh, you got a nice smile.
No, he says, oh, you're smiling.
You're smiling. Number two, you got a nice smile. And she just laughs again. And he's like, go out with me tonight. And she's like yeah, okay. All right, fine. I'll bring the spiders.
You bring your dick hole.
Yeah. And he takes his dick hole out of
like,
the freezer.
Number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a nice smile.
Processing. And then Colin Quinn, who's the owner of the ice cream place, is standing behind him and he's like, your father used to do that same ice cream, same three-step thing back in the day. Worked on everybody, even my wife. And then he throws ice cream scoop across the, in frustration, just aimlessly, and it hits this poor hapless ice cream helper whose face you don't even see.
No,
and she makes the world's best getting hit in the head by an ice cream scoop noise.
What is it?
You go.
I think it's like. It's like a gulping. Yeah. It's a great noise. Yeah.
Bumpty,
yeah. So, Tim Meadows.
Yeah, his
is
son.
Another actor in it. He used to be on SNL back in the day with all the guys who are currently in Grown Ups Tooniverse. He's in he's actually cool because I love him in fucking Walk Hard. He's like.
Yeah,
he's
totally.
Drummer.
Yeah. And he's
kinda... You ain't got no time for this shit.
Yeah.
You want no part of this shit.
Yeah.
He's talking about drugs.
It doesn't have any addictive properties.
Yeah. You can't OD on it. Yeah. It's not habit forming. It gives you a boner. That's the end bit when he's Viagra. Viagra McGee, like David Spade's character, you know? Bumpty is his son who's like balding and he's like junior year. He's also a rapper. He looks ridiculous.
He looks fucking stupid and he is an idiot.
He just raps, but he like horrible raps.
Yeah.
He's like, what does he say when he's like, I'm the real deal, whoop. He's like, yeah. Chicka chicka whoop whoop. She's just like, yeah. I think it's really cool that you're out there. Yeah, he asks fucking Chris Rock's daughter out because they're the only two black kids in town. Or in the same year.
Yeah.
But there actually is no... Oh, no, there's Shaquille O'Neal, but he's related to Tim Meadows.
Hmm.
It's his brother.
Hmm. That's right. Yeah.
It's a fucking movie, man.
It's so bad. This is that bit when he's sitting with the girl at the outside the ice cream place.
Because they're going to
later
date.
On. Yeah, yeah, I guess that's their date. And he's like, this is the ploy. I'm the boy who's gonna deploy the
I'm
fucking
destroy Illinois.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. And she's like, still so upbeat about it. Like, oh, you're really good at freestyling.
Yeah.
Like he's not, but she's
actually
just being
a good actress
so supportive.
Well, besides when she like sings.
And she's like, I sing sometimes, but only in the shower. I'm too scared to do it in front of people. And he's like, if you're scared, you don't got it, because that means you don't got it or whatever. And then he looks at a frog that's sitting on the grass, and the camera like zooms into the frog, and then he just like freaks out and flips backwards and is like, dinosaur!
Awful, man. His character is fucking terrible.
Yeah. And the bit when he turns up at the door when Chris Rock is having his
meals.
Yeah, they're all having their dinners, and Chris Rock is pouring two cans of Pepsi into a
huge pitcher, which is a liter.
Yeah, and you're just like, mate, you were at Kmart. Buy like multiple liters in bottles. Why are you using cans to fill a pitcher? And then he answers the door, and it's Bumpty, and he's like, sup, player, I'm here for your daughter. And he just throws it in his face. And they, of course, they have this catchphrase.
Because
when they first go to Kmart, Tim Meadows is working there, and they do this whole catchphrase fucking bit where they're like, you know...
They're bullying him.
They're bullying him, and they're just like...
In an anti-bullying film. They're the fucking bullies, man.
Yeah. And what are some of the lines they say to him, like...
They say something like, bend over so I can... I got something in my teeth.
Yeah.
Because obviously his head is reflective.
Yeah, and he is... The joke is like... that he doesn't get that they're making fun of him, but it's so like outright, it's so like obvious, you know.
I mean, if someone was saying those jokes, you'd be like, all right, get him out of his system.
Yeah, exactly.
God,
there was anymore,
you know,
because it's
instead,
like,
what does he say?
He just goes, what? And then
repeatedly
when,
one after is another. That a catchphrase,
which is like, what? So is it supposed to be like, what? I don't believe that you went there.
Or
like,
what? I don't
understand. Do you mean?
Yeah. But then the last one they say.
Yeah. Oh, is
that
the knife?
There with a knife.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking to Jonathan Lohan, and he's like, hey,
is that
the knife?
Yeah.
That they used to half scalp you?
Yeah.
He says, I didn't even get that one. What?
Yeah. So he says both. I don't get that one, and then he is also like, what? Which is like, maybe that's in keeping with how. He means what? Like, what do you mean? I don't get that one. What?
I didn't even get that one. What? Wouldn't you be like, what? I didn't even get that one.
Yeah, exactly. But he's such
a
fucking
idiot.
It's
not as funny, man. Because you got to have a catchphrase. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. And then
I want to get a shirt with Tim Meadows' face on it. It says, what?
Yeah.
Underneath it.
You could do that.
I could. Yeah. I'd love that, man.
Then Bumpty comes to the door and says he's there for his daughter, and Chris Rock throws Pepsi in his face, and he goes, what? And then later on, we meet his mum, and
well, I'm
Chris Rock
is
says...
the same actor, but then they CG'd them. I think they're wearing a bit of prosthetic on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously wearing bald caps.
Yeah, and his mum, the woman isn't wearing a bald cap, but she just looks really weird.
She has a really high hairline, right?
Yeah, and Chris Rock is like, oh, you didn't... She's like, I didn't have time to get a costume. And he's like, so you decided to come as a... What does he say?
I don't know.
Something Muppet.
Yeah, badly.
You decided to come as a shit Muppet or like a bald Muppet or something like that?
She goes, what?
Yeah,
but
she
like,
does...
really bad.
She does the worst version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were like, can you do another take?
Yeah.
We're having a party, man. Fuck off. That's what Adam said.
What?
And then fucking Adam's eldest son, the Terminator, robot kid.
Yeah.
He rocks up after work, not wearing trousers, because he's dressed as Tom Cruise from Risky Business.
Yeah.
He rocks up. As soon as he gets there, trips over the fucking wire, all the music cuts out.
Yeah.
There's no way that one wire could supply all that
I know,
amplifiers
yeah.
and shit. It would trip their whole mains.
And if you did, if you do, like, if the wiring does reduce to one, it, like, one input thing, yeah. it isn't... those types of wires that can handle all of that power, they don't disconnect by like that. You can't just trip over and pull it out because they've got those like locking plugs.
For sure, yeah, yeah.
Because they're like 32 amp or 64 amp or whatever.
Yeah.
They're massive.
Also, have you ever been to a gig, like an outdoor festival? There's like big plastic like ramps
yeah.
all over the place.
Yeah.
That's where the wires sit under. And
yeah.
they're like pegged into the ground. So
yeah.
no one can lift them up and fucking pull the wires.
Yeah.
So someone's like, woo! Like that or whatever. But no, fucking Adam's stupid son trips over that,
yeah.
cuts all the power. Chris Rock's daughter is apparently deaf
yeah.
because she can't hear that the music has stopped.
Yeah.
Or she's just singing. Along. She's singing so fucking
yeah.
loud.
Yeah.
That over the top of like,
yeah.
I don't know how many decibels a rock concert produces, but many a
yeah.
decibel. Everyone turns around and looks at her like, someone's still singing. Instead
yeah.
of like everyone else still singing along, you know?
Yeah. And she's like amazing at singing.
Yeah.
And she's like...
She knows all the words
whoa,
to
whoa,
like...
yeah, yeah, something about a butterfly.
She knows all the words to like an obscure Jay Giles band
song. Yeah. And everyone is looking at her and they're just like amazed. Except for Bumpty's family because they're
yeah.
like, you should have stayed in the shower.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't get it.
And then Tim Meadows is like... And then, yeah. like, Adam's... For
you should have stayed
bummed.
In the shower, because your voice sounds gay. I don't know.
Yeah. I fucking don't Some know. Shit.
Oh, it's
and
late.
And then, like, Maya Rudolph, who is the mom of the fucking daughters, just like... What does she say? Bumpty, I'm going to fucking... Oh, I'm going to knock that mohawk off your head, because he's dressed
yeah,
as Mr.
Yeah,
T.
Yeah. I'll slap that mohawk into a chin strap.
And they're all like... Woo! You gotta do it
yeah.
at the same time as me, ready? 1, 2, 3, woo! Awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
And then later there's another bit where Kevin James's son, the one who eats butter and doesn't know how to do math.
Or spell,
switches on a keyboard that's just sitting there and Kevin James is like, don't touch that son, you'll break it.
Yeah.
And he starts
Don't fucking touch that!
Yeah, and he starts playing for release and he can play the keyboard amazingly well.
He's
and
also,
Kevin
like,
James,
improving, like,
yeah,
he's adding notes in that
yeah, yeah.
fit perfectly.
Exactly. And Kevin James is like, where did you learn to do that, son? And he's like, I saw it in one of my dreams. So there's a third time that in this movie, one of their young children is, like, a savant, is, like, incredibly gifted at a certain thing.
Yeah.
And then Kevin James's response is to be like, you're a genius, son. And then he burp snarts, and he goes, and your dad is too. And
clicks,
then goes away.
Walks off.
Yeah, walks off.
He's not like, holy shit.
It's also
going
late.
To get my wife.
Yeah, it's also late. Like, Adam's kids have gone to bed.
Yeah. So, out of those three, out of the four, right, who's the best dad? Because David Spade has not been in his kid's life.
Yeah.
He's just starting out as a dad.
Yeah.
This day.
Yeah.
Adam drugs his kids to put
yeah.
them to sleep.
Breaks his kid's leg by
yep.
accident.
Absolutely.
But, you know.
Doesn't want another kid because it means he might get less pizza. I think it's Chris Rock. I think Chris Rock's the best dad.
Yeah,
because
I guess
he
so.
Remembers his wife's anniversary, although that's not his
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, true. And then when they see their daughter, they're like, wow, you're amazing at singing.
Yeah. But he's also really mean to his mother-in-law, the kid's grandkid.
Yeah.
Mother.
But, you know, maybe there's something there that
yeah.
we don't know about.
I mean, I would be like, fucking... I'm not going to go there, never mind.
yeah.
But, yeah, and then what? Kevin James hides
he's
from
the worst.
His wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's just like fucking doing his horrible horse laugh and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin's definitely the worst. He's also the worst actor in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's so bad.
That hurt, man. That hurt.
Yeah, totally. It's bad for your health.
Yeah.
Everything he does is bad for his health.
Yeah. What happens after that? Then the fucking cunts from the the college cunts rock up.
Yeah, and they're like, he trashed our campus.
Like, they, not them, do it. Me do it.
Yeah, Braden. And it's like, at that point...
Hang on, we missed a bit.
Go on.
Adam Sandler confronts his bully.
Oh, give a fuck. Give a fuck.
Adam Sandler sees fucking Stone Cold Jane Austen dressed as the Terminator.
Yeah.
He's like, who invited you here?
Yeah. Even though the whole fucking town is...
Yeah. There. All these characters that we've never fucking seen.
Oh, hundreds of people.
I reckon close to 1,000 people. By the time all the college crew in there, there's probably 1,000 people there.
Yeah.
All getting paid $1 a day. But you do get to see the Jay Giles band play 2 songs. And one of them, Magic Dick's not even singing. It's some fucking Chris Rock's daughter.
Mm.
Who's amazing at singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, so what happens with Steve Austin?
Fucking Adam sees the bully from the start of the film bullying his... son, why the fuck did he get invited?
The whole school got invited. He sees his son getting bullied and he's like, all right, I have to stand up to my high school bully to show my son you gotta stand up to bullies.
So you can stay at the party, but you need to apologize for all the crap you pulled back in the
day. And he's like, all right, here we go. We're gonna fight for real. And then Steve Austin is like getting ready to kick his ass. But
what was Steve Austin's rule, fucking move that he used to do back in WWE? I don't know.
The deep freeze or something where he just turns a cold shoulder.
He reads the entirety of Jane Eyre to them while they're passed out.
He reads Jane Eyre.
Yeah. No, hang on. Who wrote... What did Jane Austen write? Oh, no. Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, Pride and Prejudice. Sense and Sensibility.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to pull the Sense and Sensibility... He just drops him on. He beats him up with a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he reads
an original copy that's all leather bound and like.
Yeah.
Solid.
But to him, any female writer from 1500 to 1800 counts as Jane Austen.
Yeah. Mary
and
Shelley.
People on Twitter are just like going insane, and he's just like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't fucking care. Anyway, Adam's chatting with him and he's just like, come on, man, let's fucking mano el mano, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, and he's like, I have to show my son like that I'm a man or something like that.
He's like, yeah, do that for your son, I'll do that for my son, wouldn't I? He's over in Iraq fighting fucking ragheads. You're like, oh, come on, man, you can't say that shit.
But unlucky for us, the movie's not on our side and Adam is like, you raised him right, he's a good kid, thank you for your service.
I hope he gets home well and kills many a man
in that illegal war that decimated countries
that we're still recovering from 10 years later.
Yeah, it plunged the Middle East into further chaos and terrorism,
and you had
torture creates
groups,
terrorists
militant groups then coming out of that and causing more disturbance to the peace.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, we're
so
not
it's
even...
all Jane Austen's fault, is what you're saying.
Yeah. We're not equipped or qualified to even scratch the surface, but everybody knows who's alive knows that that's the deal.
Adam Sandler's character from Reign Over Me comes in and he's like, yeah, that's fucking right.
Yeah.
You kill
him. You show
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Steve Austin is like, oh, okay, I'll play along. Hit me on the chin and I'll go down like a sack of potatoes. And then Adam raises his fist and Steve Austin ducks in fear and is like, no, please don't hit me, don't hit me. And then he whispers, just go with it. I didn't think anybody
just
would...
Just go with it. Great
just go
movie.
With it. I didn't think anyone would believe that you could knock me down. So you're like, just fucking stick to a plan. Why does he come up with this plan of like, I'll pretend to fall down if you hit me, and then immediately he chooses, without telling Adam Sandler, oh, I'll just pretend to be afraid.
But like, would... So his reputation in front of the whole town, he's like, that guy's really weak.
Yeah.
He's not like the big hulking mass feminist author that he claims to be, you know.
Yeah.
Instead... He's brought down by, like, this billionaire guy.
Yeah, which is, like, the reason that we think he's a billionaire is because when the fucking college kids show up.
Yeah, straight after this scene.
Yeah. They're all like, you trash our campus or whatever. You guys are fucking deadbeats and we're going to beat the shit out of you. And Colin Quinn is like, for your information, Lenny Fader went to Hollywood and came back to this two-bit town, made more money than all of you put together will ever make.
Yeah.
Which is just like, and then immediately after he says that, there's this like shot of the whole fucking college campus or whatever.
There's probably 120 people there.
Yeah, like so many of them. And they're like, one of them is Arnold Schwarzenegger's son.
Yeah.
You know, so who are the rest of them? They're fucking senator's sons. They're, you know,
yeah,
business magnate's sons.
Yeah.
Elon Musk's children or whatever.
The creator of Skynet.
Without a doubt. Even if none of them work, they're going to inherit wealth.
Oh, a lot of money.
Probably, not just riches, like, but wealth.
Yeah. And they've got, you know, lots of property.
Yeah, assets.
Yeah.
But Adam Sandler went to Hollywood, became like an agent or whatever, and then moved back to town.
Super agent.
Made more money than all of them put together will ever make.
So even if they invest in like Bitcoin,
which exactly.
They probably already have.
Like passive earnings that might just suddenly become like skyrocket or whatever. Maybe one of them gets hit by a car, sues somebody really rich for loads of money.
That's not even like 0.5 of a percent of what Adam will make. In his life. What he's already made by age like 40, 42 in this?
Yeah, something like that.
So how much money does he have?
Well, who the fuck knows?
Does he have more in this than he has in Just Go With It? Because he's like,
yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Super genius, and just
because in Just Go With It, we see him working, so he's like still doing jobs.
Yeah, but
in this, he
doesn't know that he hasn't like dabbled in the share market because he like went to medical school without ever opening a book.
True,
he passed it with flying colors.
Yeah, yeah. So like, what other qualifications has he got?
Yeah, you know, this week I might do some rocket science.
Yeah.
Do you want, like, the textbooks? Nah. Yeah. I'll be fine, man.
I just take the test.
Yeah. What? But, yeah, so he's fair to say, he's, like, he probably earns in the hundreds of billions a year.
Yeah. Yep.
Probably.
And then they fight the college kids, and that's the end of the movie.
No, then he does a burp schnout at the end.
Yeah, he's going.
He's like, his wife's pregnant.
He walks in.
That.
His wife is also. I mentioned earlier.
Like, I forgot.
His wife is pregnant. She's like not asleep, but she has a sleeping mask on, and he walks into the bedroom eating some crisps,
rice chips, which has definitely sponsored this movie, right?
Yeah, along with Pepsi and 24-hour energy drinks.
Kmart.
And he is eating crisps, and then he goes up to his wife and is just like, we can have the other baby, it's cool with me. And then he's like, do you want a little boom boom right now? Or whatever he says. He didn't say boom boom. He says, can I pee pee in your poo poo?
Yeah, can I put a spider in your dick hole?
Yeah. And she goes, okay, only if you're quick. And then he burp snarts. You're just like, what the fuck? How are
That's
you
foreplay,
married
man.
To that
yeah.
kind? Eating. Like, he's
you're
eating.
Disgusting. I'm he's getting an eating. Abortion.
And he's eating, and while he's eating, he's like, let's have sex. And she's like, all right, only if you do it really fast. And he burps, farts, and sneezes as he's going in on to seal the deal.
Oh, man.
What is she getting out of that? She's just fucking got a... She goes to the plastic surgeon to get her face shaped so that it's always smiling, so that she doesn't have to worry.
Yeah,
because she just wants to live with his money. She's just
his
like
hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yeah,
I mean, like, she could just divorce him and take half of it, take the kids, get the fuck out of there, and he'd be like,
no,
because
he owns every lawyer. It's like in The Wire.
He owns the
world.
Money,
yeah, his black money is the oil
pickles.
Money. The money he's made from his black pickle company.
He funded the entire war of the Middle East.
Because he owns a cobbling machine that enables him to become anybody. So he's also the president sometimes.
And he's a Terminator. He owns Skynet.
Exactly, that's a big company.
Fuck this movie, man. But I love it as well.
Where should we put it in the list?
Number one. I don't know. You want me to pull up the list?
Yeah, I mean, Should we try it serious? I don't know.
Where's my phone?
I don't know. I'm going to pause it for a sec. Yeah. Well,
it's hard to rank this one because...
Yeah.
It's so bad.
It's terrible.
It's about nothing.
Yeah.
There's so many plot holes.
Yeah, exactly.
There's some fucking voodoo shit going on. There's some fucking Terminator
There's
shit going
on.
There's
a load of really bad jokes that are, like, repetitive.
There's bits that just do not make sense.
Yeah.
How does Adam Sandler earn that much money just being an agent?
Yeah.
Like, he has more money than majority of the actors in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And, like, he would only be getting a small cut of what they
yeah,
earn.
Yeah, exactly. Like, 10%. So they'd have to be earning bank.
Yeah.
Well.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's a bad...
We need to rank this.
It's a bad piece of trash.
It's a bad piece of trash, but my enjoyment that I get out of it is...
High.
High.
It's,
I mean,
like
probably
breathing
higher
the fumes
than,
from that bad piece of trash.
It's higher than... Fuck. I mean, the first kind of film that we have that isn't a good film on the
yeah.
list is number 7, and that's Big Daddy.
Right.
Even though that's kind of half... It's a film that works, right?
Yeah, it's decent. But that's where it crosses from, like, the green section into
the
amber section.
Which does not deserve to be there. But then again,
yeah, I mean,
kind of enjoyed it. We justified that last week on the recap episode.
Yeah, true.
So, like, if we were rating this solely on... Say we'd never watched this before.
Yeah.
And we watched this... Now, we've never seen it before. We'd never listened to the worst idea of all time. This would be fucking
low,
down there. This
low.
Would be like...
Under grown-ups.
I reckon number 38 or something.
Yeah, yeah, totally. But like, because, just above 8 Crazy Nights, because that was so shit.
Yeah.
But low down.
Low.
But actually, because it's like fond
yeah.
for us, and it just has this weird... Like, Steve Buscemi's in it. He's quite funny.
We didn't talk about him.
Yeah.
He dresses up as Flavor Flav at the end.
Yeah. He plays the driving instructor who's, like, stern for a second and then, like, gets a beer.
Also, this watch, we... Because I have this... We didn't even talk about this. So, Guy Montgomery from the West Side Deer of All Time.
Yeah.
Me and Michael last year went to the Edinburgh Fringe and watched him do stand-up.
Yeah.
At the end of it, I was pretty drunk, but I asked him to sign my Blu-ray copy of... Grown Ups 2 that I got at CEX Computer Exchange for £1.
Yeah.
I think it's a bargain, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bargain. I think that's expensive for a copy of Grown Ups 2.
Well, on
like you can get certain places you can get 10 DVDs for £1.
I know, but it's Blu-ray, man. It's crazy.
10 pence
each. I know. £1 is
they're
nothing,
just,
man.
Just giving them away in bags.
That's nothing, though.
Yeah.
It's not even with the original cover. Someone had lost the cover, so they just got, like...
printed it out.
It's shitty paper.
That
paper
amazing.
That...
Why would you pay... That's not worth a pound.
Hang on a sec. It's now gone up in value because Guy Montgomery signed it after his stand-up show.
Yeah.
Have we got it here? He said something like... Good luck with the footprints, Lockie.
Yeah, yeah.
Love Guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm never getting rid of it. It's fucking pride and joy, mate.
Sure, yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah.
But the first time watching this, we watched the deleted scenes. And Steve Buscemi has, like, a fantastic deleted scene.
Yeah.
Where he's doing the driving instructor.
Yeah.
You ever had driving lessons, like, from a proper driving?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Where you have, like, the driving instructor has a wheel
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And pedals.
Yeah, yeah.
I've done one where there's no wheel,
right.
but there's pedals.
Yeah, so
because
they
I pulled
can
up,
emergency brake.
Yeah, because like my dad was in it with me, pulled up to a lights, light turns green, I'm indicating, I'm at the front of the queue, and I'm trying, like the clutch is stuck, and I was like, I thought that it maybe had got pushed up, and then the mat, like at the floor, had pushed it, held it in, and I was like, fuck, people are behind me beeping and shit.
Yeah.
I had my learner plates up. And my dad just pisses himself laughing and lets go of the clutch and I stall because I wasn't holding anything. The clutch just pops out. My dad's just like... and I was like, you fucker. I was so angry but also laughing because it was funny.
Yeah. That's what happens in that deleted scene. It's just a scene of Steve Buscemi as the driving instructor driving Adam Sandler's Fogly Son.
No, it's Chris Rock's.
Oh, of course, yeah, yeah. And the kid is driving. He's like, wait, what's happening? I've lost control of the wheel. Yeah. The car is just swerving to the left. I can't do anything about it. And then there's like the school bus is coming with Schwartz in it.
Yeah, which doesn't work out with the rest of the film because like, why is he driving the bus later? He's yeah, dead, he's, like, he's dead by this point.
Yeah, 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 totally.
And he's still like a scene from high on weird
when he's
pills.
On his way to when he first arrived. Like,
maybe he's heading back.
Look, it doesn't matter.
It's a deleted scene for
a
reason.
It's a deleted scene for a reason, yeah. The reason is it's a continuity error.
They need to keep it a competent film.
Yeah. And he's like, oh my god, I've lost control. But it's actually Steve Buscemi, and he's like, I'm in control. I can take control whenever I like.
And he's like, and control back to you.
Yeah.
And just like,
no, he's
three.
Like, control back to you in 5, 4, and it's yours.
He's like, oh fuck!
Yeah.
Pulls up to the lights. Oh no, he's driving up to the lights. He's like, and it's a red light. So he pulls down and he's like, what are you doing? It's a green light.
Yeah, you should start trusting your eyes and not some mischievous passenger.
Yeah. He's like, funny. Oh, it's actually a red light now, so don't accelerate. Yeah. I mean, imagine your driving instructor did that. I'm like, I'm fucking reporting you.
Yeah.
Actually, there was a driving instructor back in where my mum lives that got reported for pedophilia, but let's not go
great.
There.
Okay, great. Wonderful story.
Yeah.
I was hoping you were going to say...
So where are we fucking ranking
spider
this?
Spider sounding.
Yeah, he used to put spiders in his dick hole. He'd be like, oh my god, look, watch out, there's a spider crawling out of my dick hole. Swerve! Just kidding. Where are we ranking it?
I feel like we should put this right in the middle.
Right at the top? Okay. Right in the middle. All right, so bang on in the middle, we have Jack and Jill at number 20. Is it better or worse than Jack and Jill? Because Jack and Jill's a funny one, right? Because it's so bad, it's good.
Yeah, and Grown Ups 2 is sort of like that. Like, yeah. It's not really, because you can't just show it to people cold. But
I
it has
done,
this
and
lore
like,
behind
this is
it.
So bad.
Exactly,
yeah.
But yeah. It has this lore behind it that it's like, once you get into it, you feel like you're in this little club.
I'm going to go
makes
above
it. Yeah, I think just above Jack and Jill.
The new number 20 is Grown Ups 2.
That's what I think, anyway.
I mean, I would be keen to put it higher, but...
Yeah. It's... Where would you put it?
Fuck. Number 7?
Yeah.
Above Big Daddy, below the Meyerowitz stories?
Yeah.
Because
so
those are
at
genuinely
the top
good
of the
films.
Average
but section. I enjoy it more than
yeah.
the majority of these films.
Yeah.
If someone was like, what do you want to watch tonight? It's your birthday. You get to choose. I'm fucking going for Grown Ups too, man.
Yeah,
on Blu-ray. The uncut director's cut extended edition with extra added bonus content.
Yeah.
By the director, Dennis Dugan. Play me a fucking song. Oh, no, hang on. You got any quotes?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Quote
got
from
some.
Michael. Quote from Mike. Give me a quote from Michael. Give me a quote.
Let's have a little look. No go. Stay.
Love it.
You're all prostitutes.
I think I've got one.
I'm just enjoying the fun. And of course, KOBRQZY.
Confidence?
Confidence.
I thought... When I saw your notebook and I saw that, I thought it was when Becky, Kevin James's daughter, is doing like the dance moves for Keithy.
Oh,
when he's
yeah.
kicking the football.
Yeah.
She's doing like, give me a K.
Yeah.
Give me a H. I was like, she
what the fuck did
I
she
think
spell?
She says H first.
Yeah. It's like H E H
I. I think it was P A I M O N.
Yeah. H A I L. P-A-I-M-O-N. I have no idea what that spells.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't get
it.
Hail
Payman? Hail Payman! Hail Payman! I have a quote here that I've only heard for the first time. I think I've heard this before, but I was like, did he just... Three's a crowd, McLeod.
Oh, yeah.
And that's my last name.
That's your last name.
But I never get mentioned in anything other than Highlander.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3... Endgame.
And or the movie Brewster McLeod.
Never seen it.
Well, I don't know if they do say the word McLeod. I've never seen it either.
There is like a shitty sitcom, but not sitcom, fucking daytime drama show back in Australia called McLeod's Daughters, but it's M-C-L-E-O-D. Not M-A-C-L-E-O-D, like mine is spelled.
Oh, right.
Damn, you... damn you. What? I wrote it wrong. I wrote, damn you, every day you do this to me.
Oh, damn you, kids.
Oh, damn you, every day you do this to me.
Yeah.
Also, I noticed in the fucking credits, because the credits ends with a fantastic song by the one and only REO Speedwagon. Yes. You're going to play it, right?
Lovely song, lovely song.
There is puppeteers in this movie. The only time I can think of the puppets is when Swordo's gay, right?
Yeah.
In it. He meets the gay Indiana Jones guy.
Yeah. And they're fighting the college kids and they both like tackle a couple.
Yeah.
And then Swordo's like, we make a good team.
And then he leans in for the kiss.
Yeah, and the instructor's just like, ugh.
Yeah, because Schwarto's eyes are closed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
and he just steps aside, and then a dog is there.
Yeah, Bowser.
Yeah, and Schwarto, like, starts making out with the dog.
Well, he's licking him, and then it cuts to a different angle, and it's, like, in first person, and it's clearly a puppet head. It looks horrible, like, puppeteering.
So yeah.
Like, worse than you would have seen in, like, Jabba's palace scenes or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Now that I love that type of puppet usage. There was a bit in. I was watching some shite, the Naked Gun movies. They're like
fantastic, right?
Yeah, they're so fun, especially when you just come across it on TV because you're just like, oh, here we go, some nonsense.
Yeah, I love Airplane, man.
Airplane is like a million times better.
Yeah,
but
same sort of comedy though, right?
Yeah, exactly. And there's just one bit when the bad guy is holding like a woman hostage, and he's like, it's at this like. A baseball game or a football game or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, come on, come with me. And he like takes her up some stairs.
Yeah.
But it's like, he's got the woman and then it cuts to like Leslie Nielsen is like watching or whatever. But when it cuts back to the bad guy, the woman is a dummy. And he's like, just like, they're going up the stairs and she's just like flailing about like crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like for one shot, they were like, just use a dummy. It looks funnier.
Yeah, it does look funnier.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Swordo like makes out with his dog.
Yeah,
and the Indiana Jones like... guy. The Indiana Jones guy's just like vomits and it's so funny.
Yeah,
it's just
like, that is the best bit.
It's just like a it just spit falls vomit. Out yeah, like a cough vomit. There was another bit as well that I laughed at that I was like, I can't remember what bit it was. I was trying to, but it was like,
there was a bit when you were like, that's a good line. Remember that? You were like, that's a good line.
Yeah.
What was it?
I don't know, man. I should have written it down.
Yeah. But you were like, I know this movie inside out.
Yeah, I do, man. Every year on my birthday, I watch it.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know. But there's one bit that I remember like watching that it was like two bits were funny and then I was like, oh, ready for this bit? I can't remember. I thought maybe you remember. Forgotten a bit in it.
Well,
this is fucking nonsense. Well,
What we're going to do now is we've got a few questions that...
From fans.
From fan of the pod, no, guest fans, of the pod.
No, you're a guest. The legend.
Oh, right. I forgot we were going to do a bit. Yeah, yeah. Xander McLeod.
Xander Cloudsley. Close.
Yeah.
But you're going to play a song first.
Yeah, he was going to be here, but he didn't do it in the end.
Because he's safe and smart.
Yeah, because not to date this podcast episode too badly.
Yeah.
But
well, it might be the last one.
This is at the moment we're assuming that the UK is only a matter of days away from being like in full military quarantine because of the COVID-19.
It'll be like novel in 28 days later where they're like, let's go north to Manchester. And then they get to the highway and Manchester's just all on fire. The whole thing.
Yeah.
It'll be like Glasgow, the whole thing's on
20
fire.
20 days later is good.
Yeah, man.
It's good, isn't it?
Have you watched it recently?
No.
The quality of it is like really bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's super like cheap, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. I think that's why it was like so good at the time because it was like a really big hit, but it was like shot on like, just crap, like camcorders, yeah. Or whatever.
I don't know. Great movie.
I also really like Children of Men, another Britain crumbling movie. Yep. I think that's maybe like one of my favorite like British movies ever.
Mate, this is England.
I'm going to play a little tune. I'll play a little This Is Xander's Questions.
No, play a grown-up song and then another song after that. Do like a little Xander's jingle.
What do you mean?
Do a song. Are you gonna play fucking You gonna play REO Speedwagon?
Xander's questions. Will he gonna, what's he gonna ask? If I saw a man making out with a dog, I think I'd puke like this.
Look at your sound waves. Okay, how do you want to do this? Do you want me to ask the first question and you answer, and then you ask the next answer any question and I'll answer the answer? It's too late. I'm tired. I'm not tired.
It's getting,
okay.
It's getting on.
We can both answer this one. Question number one. What do your mums think of the podcast / what do you think they actually think? So do the first bit. What does your mum think of the podcast? Or does she know you even podcast?
When we first started doing it, when I was chatting to her on the phone, she was like, do you not think there's a chance that you'll get sued by Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
For, like, you know, slandering him or whatever.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah. And I was just like, well, no. Because that is not how slander works.
Yeah.
But also, we're not.
No, we love him.
Because I think at that point we'd watched, like, The Wedding Singer or something, and we're just like, actually, this isn't a hate podcast.
Yeah. Also, I think this has kind of worked as a Stockholm Syndrome thing, because, like, while I was in Australia last time, I missed Adam Sandler. I did. I've grown to love him. As my captor.
What does your mum think of this podcast?
My mum...
Skip to the end.
No, like... I think my mum thinks that this has been a good support for me. If I'm ever, like, down in the dumps, missing the sunshine.
Yeah.
You know?
You just look at the light that's shining.
Well, I've talked to my mum about it.
I'm like,
yeah, I've talked to my mum about it, just saying, like, oh, yeah, like, the podcast is actually great for my mental health, because it's, like...
Yeah,
Coming over, watching a shit movie, switching off and chatting about it for an hour and a half,
yeah,
like with
totally.
My pal, like, it is healthy.
Yeah.
What my mum probably actually thinks, she probably thinks it's a complete waste of time. Why am I not a doctor yet? Like, you know, why
am I not
spending this time studying?
Mm. But I mean, you would feel that if your mum was to watch Grown Ups 2, for example, she would look at everyone involved and be like, why did they waste their summer doing this?
Also, Mum, this is the 41st movie of his that we've watched.
Yeah. And
what
there's more coming.
What do you think your mum actually thinks?
I think she's listened to it and, like, you know, one or two or a bit of
my mum listened to it as well, yeah. She listened to the Reign Over Me episode.
I think, like, she's probably feels like it's maybe, like, a bit, like... niche or something, like she won't have seen all these movies, so she'll just be, I don't really get what they're talking about.
Yeah,
but,
and I remember watching Adam Sandler movies with my mum when I was probably like 10 or 11,
yeah,
and like laughing with her watching them. Like, I remember watching Happy Gilmore and like The Waterboy and us both enjoying it.
Yeah, totally. That's good.
Because my mum's probably just finished like a 12-hour shift as a nurse.
Oh, yeah.
Like 16 people have died in front of her, exploded on her.
Like, yeah, she's just like, thank God for Adam Sandler.
Yeah. This guy has helped me through a lot. And he's helped me through a lot, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Question number two. You read it.
If you could have dinner with any three Adam Sandler characters, who would they be?
Can we do this twice
Adam Sandler characters.
And do it actors once and then but characters for the we'll do characters the first one.
All right.
Actors is a different thing.
Why you gotta make it so difficult?
No, because
I can't remember all the characters. Go on.
Which characters? I'll tell you who I wouldn't have dinner with. The fucking comedian from Going Overboard.
Yeah.
No, characters that I'd have dinner with. Is there any good characters in any of them?
Al Pacino, the character?
Yeah, I would, because he's nuts.
Yeah, he's a bit crazy. He'd go on about his Oscar.
Yeah. Drew Barrymore in The Wedding Singer.
Yeah. Drew Barrymore in The Wedding Singer, Drew Barrymore in 51st Days, and Drew Barrymore in Blended.
Done, yeah. I'm with you as well, yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of actors, What about like Jen Ann in?
Yeah, I think Jennifer Aniston.
Murder Mystery.
Steve Buscemi, obviously.
Yeah, but which character? No, but like actor?
Oh, yeah, actor.
Probably. Maybe Russell Brand? That'd be nuts. Nah, even though he's like fucking weird. No, I tell you who. Guy Pearce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Guy, that would be quite fun. Yeah. I think my characters would be Eric Bana from Funny People.
Oh, yeah.
That character. And.
There's actually some good actors I just remembered.
Julie Kavner.
Yeah.
That character.
His mum.
His mum from Click.
Yeah.
And. What are the other movies?
I would maybe go the Fonz. What's his name? Henry Winkler from Waterboy. He was the coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a bit nuts.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Or maybe Kathy Bates from Waterboy. Yeah. She'd feed me some fucking, like, crocodile, alligator, some snake.
Snakes.
yeah, the kid from fucking Spanglish.
Yeah.
Maybe, what about any characters from Grown Ups 2 you'd have dinner with? If it was just one. Maybe the coach.
Oh, thanks. Oh, God.
What about John Lovers?
No. You're only safe with the yoga teacher.
Yeah, that's probably true.
He's the only person that you're safe with.
Unless, like,
I know,
you watch
you
me
might
make out
be.
With the dog and he's just like...
yeah, Eric Bana, Julie Kavner, and fucking... Luis Guzman from
Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Know, yeah,
I would go Leslie Mann.
Yeah,
from
Funny People.
Funny People. Oh fuck, I forgot Meyerowitz Stories.
Yeah, oh totally.
Maybe Howard Ratner from
Yeah,
Uncut
I know. Well,
Gems.
Yeah. If it was just a dinner and there was no obligations.
Yeah. Hey man, you want to come down and gamble? Yeah. Man, no. Let's have dinner at the casino.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, Leslie Mann. Who did I say? Fuck, Myra's Stories, the mum from Myra's Stories.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Emma Thompson.
And maybe the sister from Myra's Stories. She was fucking funny, man.
Yeah.
Because we could talk about depression.
Oh
sure,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, totally.
Actually, I go the sister. And Method Man.
From The Cobbler. Oh my god. Yeah. Andy Samberg from That's My Boy.
Yeah.
Howard Ratner and Al Pacino. Just like a what do you call it? Like negative chaos dinner. Like just see how you could if
Andy
how
Samberg would be like they're
fuck
like
the
fuck.
World up. Yeah.
What about oh, I just had one. What about fuck! There's too many. There's too many. I just had one in my head. I forgot. Anyway, if you could meet any of the actors, let's go five because there's too many, right? You'd go Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Griffiths.
Who? Oh, yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
Fuck. I don't know. There's too many. What's the next question?
What about James Caan from That's My Boy? The like angry him, Al Pacino, and Howard Ratner. What a night that would be!
Yeah, man, the priest is just punching them.
Yeah,
okay.
Vanilla Ice,
the tumbleweed
as Mark Twain.
Yeah,
yeah.
What about the fucking? What about Sandy Wexler?
Oh my
just
god.
Just Sandy.
Yeah.
Or what about fucking the ventriloquist from Sandy Wexler, Kevin James?
Yeah.
Or the stuntman. Who was that? Nick Schwartzen? Remember the stuntsman? He just keeps on crashing.
Oh my god. I forgot all about him.
It's like the eagle crashes in his face and he just dies.
Yeah, he's making it. He's clearing the 20 buses or whatever.
Yeah, there's
but
like
he gets cancelled by an eagle, a bald eagle. With, like.
Actually, I would hang out with the raccoon from Sandy Wexler.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Fuck, marry, kill. Jack, Jill, and Adam Sandler.
What? Jack, Jill, and Adam Sandler.
Yeah. I'd maybe marry Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Why do you have to fuck or kill Jill? Yeah. I'd kill Jill.
I think I'd kill... I think
no,
I'm
actually,
with you.
I would kill Jack. Because he's an asshole, man.
Well, yeah, but then do you want to fuck Jill?
Yeah, it just looks like Adam Sandler.
Yeah, and she has, like, mutilated genitals.
Yeah, I forgot about that. El Hombre. Yeah, true, true. Yeah, no, I'd have to do that order.
I guess in that case, if you assume that maybe she doesn't have mutilated genitals, but when the guy says it's a man, she just has male genitals, it's even in that case of who you would fuck between Jack and Jill, because they're both just Jack.
Jack's more of an asshole, though. Jill's
well, you know,
just,
like physically.
All right, you read the fourth question.
Have any of your affectations, habits, or mannerisms been affected by your new Sandler regimen?
I feel the need to tell everyone about my podcast.
Yeah.
No, as soon as like I get a little hint of it coming up in conversation, I'm like, hey, you should check out my podcast.
Yeah.
I never push it more than that, but I'm just like, why not, you know?
I think it's been like one of those times for me when exposure results in... what do you call it? Like a resistance. If I had only seen one or two Adam Sandler movies, I might find myself accidentally behaving like him one day. But because we've watched it every week almost for like a year, I have a clear picture of where he is, and he's like at, he's behind like a wall of like antibodies in my like personality.
Yeah.
And now I will never act like him.
Even when you're angry?
Well, when I'm angry, I have started doing this thing where whoever I'm angry with, I put my hand over their face and go,
sleep! Yeah, that's true. Or like your neck tenses like fuck, and your bottom jaw goes.
Yeah, I mean, I have eaten pickles.
Yeah, black pickles.
Yeah.
True. I got one more question.
It has nothing. It's affected my behavior, but it has affected like my life. Now, every time when I see pickles or... even just like sandwiches, I just think of Adam. Because remember in Spanglish, where he makes that humongous sandwich? He's like a 15-star chef, a 3-star chef, and he makes this huge like egg and cheese sandwich.
Yeah. And it was like going into detail about all the food, like watching him crack the poached egg and shit.
Yeah.
Looked like a good sandwich, to be fair. Okay, number 5. In a Sandlerverse Smash Bros, who would you main, and what would their moves be? Now, you're familiar with Super Smash Bros, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I want a character, I want an up B, side B.
I don't know the controls, what are they?
And a B.
Okay, you
That's
do,
like your
you
special.
One. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Happy Gilmore would be a very easy one, right? Let's just do that as an example, and then we'll come up with another one. So, just his main special attack.
Right.
Would just be his big lineup golf swing, right?
Yeah.
Let's say his side B, he's on his roller skates, but he kind of stumbles, and in stumbling, he, you know, bumps into you and hurts you.
Roller skates?
No, ice skates, sorry. Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah. I forgot about the ice skates.
Yeah, because he plays hockey, remember?
Yeah.
Fuck. Let's say his down B is he beats you up like he beats up Bob Ross. Like he just grabs you and just like punches the fuck out of you.
Yes. I forgot about that as well.
Yeah. The price is wrong, bitch.
That's Bob Ross is the painter.
Yeah, Bob Barker, I'm thinking.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No one would hit Bob Ross, man. The guy's, like, the guy's like Jesus. And, fuck. Up B. I don't know. He just... what does he do in that film?
He beats you at golf. Like when you
no, because it's got to be like a jump move, like a recovery.
Oh, I don't know.
You could do Sandy Wexler as a character. And then his super move is he takes off one of his skates and tries to stab you in the neck with it.
Yeah.
Any idea?
Well,
characters you can think of?
Let me think.
I mean, fucking
David Hasselhoff from Click.
That's who I'd want to hang out with too, man. And his wife.
What are the different moves? Left, right, up and down.
Yeah, just side to side is one move.
All right, so his side to side is he whips out a can of spray tan and yeah. blinds you.
Cool.
His down
yep.
is he is drunk and falls on the ground and you trip over him.
Cool.
And his up is... yeah, they don't really do a lot of up in the movies.
No.
There's not a lot of climbing.
yeah.
Or jumping, even. He,
Give me Zohan. Zohan would be an easy one.
Yeah. I think David Hasselhoff could fire you.
Yeah, sure.
That's his up, is just like he fires you.
Yeah.
Any character that he fights against also works for him, and you could be fired.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go with... fuck, I just had one. It's too late. I'm tired.
It's getting there, yeah.
Nearly midnight.
Yeah.
Fuck. There's like no action. I mean, you could be Howard Ratner and just be like hectic.
Yeah, Howard Ratner. Side to side is that he bets on red. Down is he bets on black. And yeah. up is that he shoots himself.
Yeah, or someone shoots him.
Yeah, or yeah. he shoots you. You never know.
Or he's got a huge big opal that he just smashes.
Yeah.
Could be Kevin Garnett. Well, thanks for the question, Xander.
His down is that it turns out you're looking at his asshole.
Yeah, the whole time.
In his colonoscopy.
Any questions? Can you come up with one?
Or just think of a...
Yeah.
Put myself in Xander's shoes. What would Xander want to know?
What would Xander want to know?
WWX...
Is there any of these films that...
No, TK.
If someone was like, you have to rewatch one of these, what would you watch?
I'd watch Uncut Gems again.
Yeah, I'd probably be the same. Take that out of the equation. Say just classic. No, yeah. Say just like classic Adam Sandler film.
Oh, fuck me. I'd watch The Week Of.
Would you? I mean, besides Grown Ups 2, maybe...
Besides Grown Ups 2.
Yeah.
I'm never watching that movie again until maybe... next year.
Until season 2.
Yeah.
Until my birthday next year. Yeah. My birthday this year.
Yeah.
No, maybe it's long enough. Maybe The Do-Over.
Yeah, The Do-Over.
Or The Week Of, yeah.
Yeah.
I would happily never watch Sandy Wexler again.
And The Ridiculous Six.
Or I'd Pixels. I would never want to watch that movie again. Jack and Jill. I want to kind of...
Yeah.
I want to watch that again.
Yeah, just to check.
After knowing the story. Just to check what?
Yeah, exactly.
Is I think it maybe, genius?
Yeah, totally. No. I think,
The Meyerowitz stories?
Yeah, maybe The Meyerowitz stories, but, I was thinking Anger Management, because it's, one that you watch one time. You keep thinking it's going to go one way, and it changes. So you need to watch it again to be like, right, what is this? What's happening here? That one, I think, is due.
It's kind of like
at some point,
Shutter Island or Fight Club. When all the shit. Once you find out that the big twist, you're like, "Oh my god, it was pinpointed all along."
Exactly. Yeah. I love Shutter Island. I think it's a really good movie.
Yeah, I did. I kind of thought when it came out, it was like a B movie, but it's actually directed by Scorsese.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of was just like, "Oh, this is like."
I thought it was a shit movie
he just did for a cash grab. And then I watched it and I was like, oh, that was pretty cool.
I know, totally. Yeah. You think, even when I first saw it, I thought it was just Leonardo DiCaprio, it turns out he's crazy movie. But then when you watch it again, you're like, oh, it's seeded so well.
Yeah.
It's veiled. You can see that the characters know that he's crazy, but you just can't tell at first.
Because there's a couple of scenes that kind of imply that he is... on it, right?
Yeah.
He is cured or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? At the end? I think so.
What, at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. You could, and it seems like he's chosen to go and get a lobotomy.
Yeah.
And then it turns, and then it had the last shot is the lighthouse where you're like, that's what he was trying to stop, is them doing these horrible lobotomies.
Yeah.
Right? And he's like,
oh, imagine getting a lobotomy, man.
Everybody should watch Shutter Island. You just spoiled it, but it's fucking great. Anyway, you still gotta see it.
No, we didn't really spoil it.
Nah, really. We didn't spoil the atmosphere.
I really got freaked out by the woman when he first walks into the place, and she's like got all bald hair and her eyes are all red, and she does like a silence thing. Fucking scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Like, she's a bit creepy looking.
She sure is.
Yeah.
I think on the last episode, we should do like a fade out. I mean, not last episode.
Not right now? No, yeah, for sure. No, yeah, just like a cut, like The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Ting! And then it just like, I look over and it just cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spoilers for The Sopranos. I know, yeah. I'm going to play another song.
Do it.
Oh, fuck.
What will you sing this time, Lockie?
I haven't been able to tell by now, like, all the songs are improv.
Well, imagine listening all the way to the end, thinking that we'd written them all, and then you heard that. You were just like, what?
Do you want to play a song, or we just finish it?
No, I need to play one, because we need to beat the longest record.
What's
for the longest
record? The longest, what is it?
246.
Oh, my goodness.
We're at 244 right now. So I'll just, like, play another tune. And
all right.
There's a lot of things in Adam's movies, like driving cars or driving planes or riding in boats. Wait, that's or riding, going on cruises, like sellotaping lobsters to your own skin or talking to Al Pacino about his Oscar win. But one thing there is not in any of Adam's movies is racism. Oh no, wait a second, there is actually quite often something a little bit racy. Like when he plays a fucking Native American, or when there's only two black guys in the whole town. In this movie that we just watched, there was three of those people. Damn.
Did you say those people?
It's just like, that's what happens when you run Adam Sandler, is that you accidentally become racist. Even just like when we recorded the episode about Uncut Gems, we started saying racist things, and it isn't, you don't mess with this, oh hand, just a racist thing even in its basic premise. There's no way you can get out of that. Everybody can see that you're racist. At that point, you might as well lean into it. me like, yeah, I hate every race, including yours. You know, I don't fucking know. It's hard to come up with songs when it's bedtime. Sleep!
Give me a little rendition of Is That My Boy?
Is that my boy that I see? Or is that my dog? Is that my cousin? Oh, drunk every day. What else is there?
I don't know, because I've got piss in my eyes.
Got piss in my eyes. I hate Hanukkah. What? Fuck off. Stop listening to this podcast.
Hey, one thing I did want to say quick is thank fuck Rob Schneider wasn't in this.
That is true.
He's
actually
not as bad as Kevin James, but he's fucking bad. Yeah, fuck that guy.
I feel sort of like relieved that we haven't. I guess we got a bunch of him kind of early in our schedule or whatever.
We watched a couple of his movies,
but he's not in that many Adam Sandler movies.
No, but he is. I was like, nah, surely he's been
seen
like
him for a while.
The second newest one, right? Besides. Fuck, which one was it? Uncut Gems and then Murder Mystery. Before that, the week of, he wasn't in that. Sandy Wexler is in that.
Mm.
Doing fucking brownface.
True, yeah.
What's
like
his
I
character's name? Ahmed. Or...
Yeah, yeah. Like I mentioned in my song, you know.
Yeah. Is that what you were saying?
I don't know. You wouldn't. People wouldn't really necessarily point at Adam Sandler and be like, he's a racist. What a note to end on.
I don't know. No, that's not how we want to end it.
How do we want to end it?
I don't know.
With a burp snort.
Okay.
Achoo!
That was awful. So bad. It's
I'm
going to
edit them
funny.
Together so that they sound like what a real burp snort would do. I'll do. Yeah. I'm going to insert that now. Achoo! That can be the end. I don't know.
Is this the end?
Is this the end?
This is when no one is still listening. There's no way. I will listen to it till the bitter end, but no one is still listening. If you are, say ha. Guys, we're going to try our best to do the next couple of fucking Happy Madison
unplug
films.
My fucking microphone.
No, we're going to try our best to do the next couple of...
Yeah,
Happy,
we'll keep
Happy
going.
Madison films.
You're moving to Australia in a few days.
I'm moving
days.
Back to Australia in like 3 days.
But we can do mates, apps.
We're going
to
do some
do
Skype
phone
shit.
Apps.
Yeah, we're going to do some Skype shit. We'll try our best though. Please stick with us. We love you all.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being with us when we watched every Adam Sandler film. Can you believe it? We've done it, man.
We did it. And he's bringing out more, so he doesn't want us to succeed. But we will. Fuck you, Adam.
I know. I love you, Adam.
You fucking dick.
Yeah, please give me some of that Grown Ups 2 money.
Yeah, because you got way too much.
Yeah, infinite money.
Yeah.
Give me some of that brain power from Just Go With It.
Yeah.
I want to be able to pass, like, a shit degree, let alone a medical degree.
It's just gone midnight, and that's the end of this podcast.
See you guys. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Shoot. So dumb.